And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous. Meridian response.
I acified.
Juggalo, what up, Juggalo?
All right. Oh boy, you woke up dum-dum.
That was stupid.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Like a machine gun of awesome.
What's going on here?
Action going on in here.
Never surrender.
And shut up.
Oh, that.
Come on, give it all you got. Go.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot.
What? Ultra humongous penis.
Wow.
I saw at least 4 feet of it.
Wow.
Oops.
That can happen. Local disc jockey is
hunting. No, he was trying to tase me in the genitalia.
Going bathroom in the drive.
Oh, humiliating.
Hey, problem.
Shut up, though.
I consume some.
Punch! Punch swing!
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Will she go? Will she in the mansion?
Yes, yeah, sir. Following some questionable remarks.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah.
I
was
offended.
Siegel often draws his audience at the
Siegel. No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Surely not again.
Again.
Unfortunately, no selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the caller with a cloak with bag.
Funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Hurts. Bum.
Confident you're incompetent. You better know.
Don't tell me. Calm down.
Get
it.
Where can I get the marijuana?
Excuse me?
What's my book?
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial punch bowl.
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for FIFA?
No.
Doesn't matter. I still won.
What is...
Okay, he. How you pronounce the word?
Chugamaluminekane, habaluhukame. Good to the University of Texas. Goodbye to the urge. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. Mm-hmm. They is the boys who knows how to fight. The I is a pony you. Yeah, that is the song they sang so well. Hell.
Oh.
Goodbye to Texas University. Now for the Aggies. Look here. Chicken wiggle, chickadoo, disco, higgada, huggadoodle. What in the world did that mean?
Thank you.
Elliott in the morning. Your phone number, 866-235-5468. Hello, Clem.
Hello.
Hey, how were we today?
Good.
Good. Did you watch the game last night?
A little bit.
That was great.
Fantastic.
No, I was reading a news story that was totally catered towards you.
What? Bring on China.
No, the eight biggest that men make.
The, why does that make you, here we go.
I think the only one you accessories.
The, no, I don't wear any accessories.
Hat, rings.
No, I wish wear a hat.
No.
I wish I was more of a hat dude.
T-shirts with child.
The, oh, I do wear those.
Hello, titty. Immediately, and Gladiator Beaver came to mind. I'm missing.
Who do I fall into? I don't wear hats. I don't really wear accessories
at
all.
Okay, that's the only one that I don't think you are guilty of.
Okay, so what? I have some childhood childish phrases. Who cares? That's fine. What's wrong with camo and plain or plaid?
Wearing a backpack in a professional setting.
Always. I have to. Well, right. I can't lose that. Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with that. That just means I've got stuff.
Running shoes.
Always. Well, I don't like wearing dress shoes. But there's nothing wrong with that. You wear
tennis shoes with that one.
Yeah, no, that. Well, what's up the rest of them?
No.
Yeah, strikes, that one. But backpack personal, in a professional setting. No. That's no problem.
I hate that. And I carry a backpack too, but it's just to my car. And
that's
back
all
to
I
my
do.
Car.
No, you.
No, you do. I do. You know where I felt bad wearing it the other last week?
Kennedy Center.
Diane, because I went. I have to have my computer. No, is that we're doing and I'll get to it. Why have we been going there? But at Georgetown, and so I was meeting with a bunch of people there. Walked in with a backpack, but you know what? That's fine though, because then I opened
the university.
Well,
people will mistake you for a grad student.
Probably. I wasn't the only one walking around the university, but when somebody gives me their bag right in here,
only one not in their late teens, early 20s.
I'm education, but I wanted to finish up my doctorate degree. But yeah, that's not bad. Big deal.
It's a hospital.
It's very positive. It's all charity thing.
Yeah, I know what it
you
is.
You know what it is.
Well,
right?
Yesterday, and the funeral.
Right.
And people that didn't know what it unfortunately.
Well, I don't want to start the show every day reminding us.
No, people thought something happened to Zach.
As you said, Zach's funeral.
You said Zach's funeral.
Yeah.
I was just going with who invited us. I mean, it was.
He was the host.
He threw the party.
Hey, everybody.
No, the hospital thing is very positive. It's just, But walking around there, no, that's fine. That's fine. Walking around with a backpack. I mean, we're getting to the 20s.
We'll skip clearing up the Zach thing.
No. Well, I feel like I just didn't. Oh, but now it goes back. Now I feel like I'm bringing up old wounds. No, I mentioned that we went to Zach's funeral. His funeral for, unfortunately, his father. Yeah, you do. Sure you do.
No, that when you say you throw a party, you don't throw a funeral.
I tell you what.
You have a funeral.
It was a beautiful event.
Of course it was.
So he threw a nice event.
Woo!
Oh, fine. It was a celebration of his life.
Right, just so the hospital thing made me remember that a lot of people were kind of puzzled.
No reason to be. I mean, unless I missed something in the last two, leave that out.
I only said Zach. Reason to be concerned or caught off guard.
No. Then I would have said, "Hey, he threw a ceremony." All right. Let me go back. Two things. I don't feel like I haven't seen China play at all in the World Cup. Are they good?
Again, on paper, the U.S. should beat them.
There we go. So did they, like, in their finish first or second, or were they a third place?
Finished second in their group.
Oh, so yeah, that'll be fine. Although it sucks not having, can you explain something to me real quick? I know that, what's her face? Megan Rapinoe can't play on Friday.
And Lauren Holiday.
And I'm more concerned with Holiday.
I agree with you. Roster. Rapinoe's had a better World Cup.
But why? Like, I know she got a card yesterday. Did she have one previous to that?
Yeah, it's the rule that at any point in the tournament.
So it's not two in the same game. It's just
two in the same game of your red card. But it's not even two. It's just if you got one and then you get another one at some point, you're out the next game. It's
so
a
she
horrible,
could have gotten one the very first game that they ever played.
Yeah,
and
it's
then,
a horrible rule.
Last night.
And just,
was one last night a bullcrap?
Yeah.
People ran into each other.
Yeah, I think she got it for multiple.
Well, but we don't play makeup.
Do they do?
Oh, do they really?
The point.
So if they're playing just one that they feel like is a little above this.
Or if it's just like three offenses, they'll point, let's say one, two, three, and point out where the fouls were and be like, this card is
three of those. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. So it
that's what her. No, Holidays I thought was a little ticky tacky, but
right.
Rapinoe got it for multiple.
Because she's been rough during the.
during the game.
Or during last night. But their goalie deserved to get nailed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The only question for her was outside the penalty box.
Okay, but that was a definite.
Yeah, that was the red card.
Okay, that's done. Done. The we're pleased with the win. Good.
Not a good game.
Even the ugly ones count. I think Pat Riley said that as soon as he said three-peat. Oh, an ugly win, Diane. What is that still?
Still a win.
Absolutely. So that's all that matters. Yeah, no, that's good to go. By the way, I was so wrapped up in it. I can't help. I love it. I love it. I was on before them. Now, I can't even. But I saw the pregame stuff and then right into it. But now I love it. And it's on during the start. Still got chicken in the tube.
Still?
No, I took a pill. I can't get rid of the cough.
Sounds worse.
No, it is. Really got me taken. What am I taking? Advil something? Cold and sinus. And it works really well.
I've been taking it for like a week though. It's not working.
Well, 2 weeks. But the, no, so I took one at 2 when I woke 4 hours. So it's really out. So during the break, I'll take another one. And that'll get me going. But it is getting worse. It won't get any better. It is. Obviously, I just have a cold. I'm coughing up all kinds of green. The shower floor looks like.
Oh,
that is nothing good. And then, can I tip up in yesterday? I feel like Rich is really fighting for a lot of. There's a ton of stories out of Richmond today that we'll later on. Most of them good. Some of them not so much so. From Richmond, who I think that they're sore, who was busted for breaking into Will Smith's house. Didn't she get busted for, like, there was a trespass against somebody who broke into Will Smith's house?
Wasn't she in court? Or were they looking for her?
I don't know if they found her, but it was like a court hearing yesterday. I don't know if she was in court for it. It may have just been to, like, announce charges or whatever it was. But did they catch her? Because this
woman sentenced to probate.
March was when she did it.
So she was in court yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't realize they had into Will Smith's house. She gets caught in the kitchen at his house.
Yeah, although none of them, like, Will or home at that time, I guess.
No, it was like a housekeeper who caught them, like out in Los Angeles. So she breaks into the house. The housekeeper catches him in the kitchen. Could you even imagine?
I bet he's
crap. Oh, I bet he's just got a really nice kitchen, which is surprising to me. And I fault you for it. It was when you mentioned, this goes back like a week or two, when you were talking about house up for sale.
Yeah.
Dude, did you see his kitchen?
I go through any time a celebrity's home is up and you can see the pictures, I go through every single day.
I could picture Will Smith, like, on a weekend, kicking around in, like, a really nice kitchen, like, maybe
yeah,
Jada.
Like the size of a building.
Forget
enormous.
The size of it. But it looks like a designer home kitchen. It's beautiful.
It's Will Smith.
Yeah. Well, is that beautiful kitchen? Slash. Yeah. You know who I don't ever expect to be in there making? Slash.
No.
I imagine a decorator with Jack Daniels in it.
Perla cooked. Or
you think Slash ever break? It is like, oh, hey, I'm going to make one chicken.
Who's to say she didn't?
Well, he probably doesn't have bacon because he's Jewish.
Sound like she had to work.
But still, I don't like a big nice like designer home.
Yeah,
kitchen.
Because
no
resale.
I'm picking Slash getting up on a Saturday.
Yes,
no.
All of the big time bars have beautiful kitchens
with them.
But they have. I think he actually would kind of get his hands dirty.
You think he's up like diamonds?
He can bake a hell of a sugar.
Him, I do.
Do you
That's
really?
In the kitchen, you saw.
The
Occasionally, you'll see him out in the front yard burying silverware.
Oh, so you think Duff comes over, it doesn't pay him, and is like, hey, I'm just going to go cheeseburger. And he's like, oh, God
damn
it,
Duff.
I bet
he cooks, too.
Who?
Duff McKagan.
No, he's all granola.
But he cooks very healthy. Like, you could see him.
No, I don't want rock stars with us with full kitchens.
You know what? Go.
No, well, a little bit. No, but I just, for whatever reason, I reasoned in them to have, like, these beautiful,
yeah,
like,
sure,
like designer kitchens.
I'm sure a lot, because they enjoy relief.
No, they don't. They
yes,
don't.
Yes, absolutely.
They need catering on the road.
No, but I mean, but do that when they're out on tour. But
sure has a nice kitchen. Because he
kitchens any actor,
yeah, what? Anybody with money no, like
yes,
that.
Yes, because they
Clooney and Pitt probably have nice kitchens, but I don't know about anybody else.
Castle in Italy. I don't.
I can see Brad Pitt using it. Like, I could see
sure
him.
He does. He does.
I could send for
it's
for
not
the
like
family.
It's just a room that they only walk
yes,
into and say,
yes, it is.
Make me breakfast.
So, I mean, you think Slash would come here and you go, hey, Slash, you want to talk about your kitchen? He'll be like, oh, my God, I love to whip up egg white omelet.
But think about it. He's talked about before.
I'll blanch some broccoli.
He's talked, like, he'll do, when his kids were younger and going to school and stuff, he would do drop-off.
Drop-off is easy.
No, say he's not throwing together a sandwich for him in the morning.
Okay, it's one thing to make a sandwich. I lived in 400 square feet in the kitchen. I made a sandwich.
He needs, like, waffles in a toaster or makes...
I see it in Will Smith's house. I do bet he has a very nice
kitchen.
We all
do.
But slashing.
Yes, he is.
But
it's
man,
more than him just walking
nice...
in and getting a bottle of water.
Can it be bad? I don't expect to see that.
That was Perla more than him.
I don't expect to see... expect Slash to get out of, like, just some unruffled bed. Coffin. In underwear. I don't expect him to have, like, a bed.
Oh, no. Now
he
you're
goes
making
in
him...
and turns on in the bathroom.
Oh, I bet they have radiant heated floors. That's nice.
I don't even know what that is.
Isn't that where you, like, you turn on a switch and it heats floors?
It's either automatic or whatever. You can put, like, it's like heat coils. People
right.
do it in their kitchen sometimes,
oh,
too.
Oh, best story I have. There was a dude, who was he? Oh, is a famous, he's a famous musician. What's Itzhak's last name?
Perlman?
Perlman. Is he real famous? Does he have a lot of money?
Yeah, I don't know how he's invested.
Oh, but he would be rich. Like, if you heard he
out
was
of the
rich,
world of classical, yeah.
Yeah, right. But he's like, he was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The story was that the stone in New York, and he dug in front of his brownstone in Manhattan and inserted heat cables underneath that, so if it ever snowed, melt all the snow in front of his house. Dude, that's living.
I heard people in Michigan do that too sometimes.
Do they really?
With their driveways.
The driveway and heat them?
Obviously not in like downtown Detroit. They don't have for that, but I know I've...
So like the Pistons?
I wouldn't.
Dug up his driveway?
Yeah.
And heated it.
I don't...
Dude, that's living large. But yeah, that was... I may have the wrong guy, but I think it was Itzhak Perlman. And heated that. Dude, that's... Like, that's living
well, yeah,
large.
Especially when you're doing that on, like, a city street. That's
all right, will you get me back to the chick that broke into the... So, for breaking into Will Smith's house?
She pled no contest, so she's been sentenced to probation. And
away from the Smith Pinkett family.
And 150 yards away from them and
at
their
all
home
times.
At all times.
Richmond? What was her name, by the way?
Richard.
How old?
26.
Ruined your life.
Now you're known as that Will Smith stalker your whole life.
Breaking into somebody famous's house.
Good luck shaking that reputation.
You're better off than stealing beer out of a fridge.
Okay, but who's got the story?
The
I was in Will Smith's kitchen.
So she wins every party now. Aren't you? Yeah, but you know what?
Oh,
the house?
Who's that crazy bitch? She's on probation.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, good morning. It's me.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Let's go with Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I sell high-end real estate, not in L.A., but in Miami.
Right.
And I can tell you now that whether it's Slash or any other, notable person, if the home is over $5 million, I think that's your house, easily, whether or not it's in there, because like Diane said, if they come to resell, it has to be some kitchen.
That's the first thing anybody looks at when they're buying a house. It doesn't matter if they're looking super high end or normal.
You know who a nice kid who doesn't use it for anything? And he comes to mind is because you said you sell real estate in Miami. I bet Pitbull's got a goddamn awesome kitchen, and I bet it's all like orange juice, and that's all that's in there. That's all Pitbull has.
There's three things that are top priority for these. It's located, what you're looking at, and the kitchen. I don't know who you are, whether you're orange juice or whether you're never there. That's what
I
absolutely have to have.
I also bet Flo Rida's got a badass kitchen. Hey, let me ask you, what's the most expensive house you've sold in...
Last week it sold for... I'll tell you the price of that. I was in this house with a client of mine a little bit less than a year ago, and this house is on a street called North Bay Road. To this house, they spent around renovating it, and they did all sorts of things, but one of the cool things was that they took a few stairs, knocked the walls down, and made a closet for square feet, so you walk in and it's 100 square feet.
That was three of my apartments. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, exactly. And that sold for $33 million.
$3 million! What
God.
A waste of money!
Why?
Hey, who was it? Somebody? Would I know the person who bought it? Like, is it somebody famous or is it just some rich?
Like
a little gentleman named Phil Collins.
That was J Lo's old house. That's J Lo's old house.
Oh, look,
she's never been that excited.
Genesis.
Damn it. Screw you, Phil Collins. Oh, and you know what? He can't even fill it because he donated all of his stuff to the Alamo.
Okay. That's like, he lives there, New York, and
oh, he's got a castle.
He's got
Phil Collins, you piece of garbage. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Let me do this. I got a lot of stuff that I got to get through today, so give me one quick break. Quick, come back, lay everything.
Elliot in the morning. Imagine Dragons. Listen to EITM all week. Wind to the band passes to head backstage to meet Imagine Dragons. See the band, meet the... Get all the details at facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the morning. Interact at Facebook 102.2 from the Nissan.
Stalled vehicles on the right shoulders of 64 eastbound near Mechanicsville Turnpike, southbound 95 just past Hermitage and northbound at Lewistown Road. No curves or delays on the side streets, chipping M288 and the downtown expressway from S Radio WRVKs.
This report is brought to you by Kroger.
Earn double fuel points at your neighborhood Kroger this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Download the Fuel Save. Exclusions apply. See store for details or visit Kroger.com/summerfuel. Great food, low prices at Kroger.
Don't think about joining. Join the family. Any American Family Fitness for just one plus no commitment. Member consultation with a certified personal trainer. We'll show you everything we have and how to use it to reach your goals. Stop by and fitness to learn more. Then enjoy our stopper. Join for $1 with free. Offer ends soon. See location for details.
Your keys say a lot about you, the places you go, and how you get there. Your car key is like the king of the keys. When you put it in the ignition, how the rest of your life just hangs there, totally dependent on that one key doing its job? Safe Auto gets it. That's why we keep you covered and driving with the right car insurance for the because being able to drive your car key. Safe Auto. Call, click, and enjoy the road ahead.
For you on Max kind of day. For your struggle in the scorching heat kind of day. So on today for a free check and make sure it's up to the task. At the very least, it'll while we take care of the AC.
This summer, the only place to be for the best live music is West Broad's Rock and Roll Summer Series continues this set with Kid Rock Tribute Band at the pad next to a Loft Hotel. Visit West Broad Village on Facebook.
Sir, Tim Tunes instead of your alarm. You'd love this kind of help in the morning. I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. A fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast.
Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich brewed McCafe coffee. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices are
sent to your taste buds. They got your back. Like when they tell you to get an ice cold Coca-Cola, it's just a dollar. Get one more Coke for the lady in line behind you. And then you cop the number, your taste bud now. But since they don't have hands, a McDonald's is the next best thing.
Isn't it time you showed your taste buds some love? Enjoy any soft drink or sweet tea, just $1. Prices and participation may vary.
Check Cell 2 have teamed up with cell phones for calling cards for our military. You can help by finding your old cell phones and dropping them off in a donation box for your city. They're recycled and turned into free calling cards for our soldiers.
Hey, boss, I've been working hard on the new marketing campaign for our jewelry store. We're going to crush Diamonds Direct with this. Look, our customers are tweeting.
Hey, show me.
Here's one guy. Wife's anniversary gift here.
Yeah, what's that?
# I should have gone to Diamonds Direct.
What's a hashtag?
Oh, wait, look at this. He says his fiance loved the engagement.
Oh, good. Wait a minute. Another hash brown.
# sir.
# right. Could have gotten her a bigger diamond than Diamonds Direct. # overpaid. This thing is going to kill us.
Don't take chances. If you want a ring, she'll post all over social media. Go to Diamonds Direct. Dirty diamonds for less. And all the designer rings girls love to show off. Like Tacori, Viragio, Simon G, and more. Diamonds Direct. Richmond's direct diamond importer. Importer's brunch.
Oh, here's the best.
# until I found Diamonds Direct.
Ugh, you twit. You mean tweet?
No.
Using BOGO days at Hooters and get 10 boneless wings free. See, but that doesn't have the same need to know is you get 10 free boneless wings when you buy any 10 wings Monday through Thursday until July 16th at Hooters.
With another big field day.
Today it's a big field day. RIR. Are you at that like quarter life? What do I do next? Do I like focus on my career? Do I have to like start worrying about like getting married and having babies?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel any pressure to get married or have babies. I mean, actually, my man, I don't think she cares if we get married at this point.
More at bigfieldday.com.
Companies grow when people know. Start growing with OttmanAdvertising.com. Come.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XO.
Hey.
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. So good it. I don't want it. But I gotta have it. Uh-oh. But I can't follow.
To meet ya, turn the speaker. Yeah, think about it now. Blow the speaker. I'll speak louder. Let's get wild tonight. Billionaire bottles, we just sound them like ain't no problem. All my wrongs are right. All right, all right. I don't like it. I got a comma in my book, in my budget. I got an ambush. Don't push it.
Here's my guy. He's got a beautiful kitchen.
Wax on, baby, wax off.
You know, I walked in. He couldn't afford it. Listen, we got a lot of stuff that we got to get through today. It's going to be very, 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 very busy. There are so many things that we got to get through. And I don't know why, but it's one of those days. Balls, not everything, but I see the people that are amped up right now. We got so much. Also, you will go see Imagine Dragons. You will go see who wins this week. You get tickets to see Imagine Dragons. You will also get passes to go backstage to meet Imagine. Tickets to see them, passes to meet them. So we'll keep doing that all week long. And today's Tuesday. That means I have fourth row seat. WWE Monday. John Cena will be there. Roman Reigns will be there. Randy Orton will be there. I would like you to be there. I will put you in the fourth row. Don't forget to the second row. Friday is front row. Keep giving those away. And Natasha Leggero will be on with us late. But her new will air tonight. It'll be Central. It's very funny.
I was shocked at how many big names are in that show.
People galore.
Yeah.
And Michael Ian Black
David,
is in it.
David Koechner.
Koechner is in it. Ritter's awesome.
It's funny, yeah.
It's awesome. Did you watch both episodes?
Yes.
How great is it?
It's funny.
It is, and it's hysterical. I love that it's on Comedy Central because it's not over the top 30. Although there is so that's pretty. But the it is so good. And I love it. So anyway, she'll be on with us later on. All right, Diane. Let's get going with some news, please.
Maryland Governor prepared for the fight of his life, disclosed that he's been diagnosed with late stage 3 non-Hodgkin. So he's getting ready now to start an 18-week chemotherapy with 4 days in the intensive care unit. Sounds as though it was one of those things where he was shaving and felt an odd before he was going for that trip. And he said he also kind of thinks that had some issues in that hungry and that in part is because of I've been pressing on a portion of his.
We have the can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
Obvious. Because the only thing. Well, let me back up a step. Even he was making jokes yesterday.
Oh yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah.
So he's a number two. Number two. The only thing that we knew yesterday was he had cancer after South Korea. Obviously, if I knew that the man was battling 3, possibly stage 4 lymphoma, I wouldn't have diagnosed him with the. Yeah. I thought he was suffering from eating some bad food in Korea.
No, he wasn't on the toilet. He was meeting with oncologists.
You know what? After hearing him joke around yesterday, I think even he would have laughed at that.
I didn't know.
Of course not.
Clearly, if I knew that the man was battling, that he had 30 tumors in his body, I wouldn't be going, hey, I bet he was all like that. I wouldn't have been doing. But when I saw that, and it came out of nowhere. They were like, oh, Governor Hogan is going to have a press. I thought, honestly, there was one, like, he's going to address it and go, I don't know if anybody's heard, but Elliot was right. I had diarrhea, and I'm honestly, for a moment, that's what I thought I was going to get. And then when it came out that it was like, hey, listen, I've had to miss a couple of things. I've non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. My first thought was, oh, it's not. Hey, I hope people weren't thrown off instead of being in diarrhea.
Well, the governor is saying that he has no plans to leave office, and here's a portion of his other remarks.
Ace, my family and my friends, I know that I won't just beat this disease, but I'll be a better and stronger person and governor when we're out of it.
Yeah, said that not a chance of success.
Well, he said his chances of success are better than the chances they gave him of beating Anthony Brown.
He was,
hey-o!
Yeah, I mean, he was telling jokes.
He's laughing. He's in a good mood.
They're all together.
Yeah, no, he's got to listen.
The attitude necessary.
Yeah,
so.
He said, listen, I'm going to lose my, it's coming. He did kind of laughingly say, hey, I'm good. No, he seems into it. He's not into having lymphoma, but he seems to fight to beat it. So good for him. Obviously, I did not know that he had cancer when I had him sitting on the bowl. Pitching press conferences while he was on the toilet.
Yeah. Sweet. President Obama going to deliver the eulogy on Friday in South Carolina. Sticky, one of the 9 victims of that shooting at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston last week. Both he and the first lady, having first met him in 2008. So Mrs. Joe Biden are also going to be attending those services. There is a new report out of General Mills that they're going to be removing artificial ingredients. Their cereals. They'll be gone by 2017. 40% of the company's cereals have artificial ingredient changes made, including favorites like Lucky Charms, Trix, and Cocoa Puffs.
But what is Cocoa Puffs going to taste like
now?
Well,
some of the cereals won't look any different, but some will. So instead of...
Oh, Cocoa Puffs will no longer be chocolate.
All the cereal will be gray.
No, you know what? Honestly, you know what everything's going to look like? What looked like in there 2 weeks ago with your chia foil or something like that? What were you eating in here? That's what it's going to turn into.
And don't eat it.
No, I won't. But I don't want Crunch to look like and taste like Cap'n Crunch. I want it to shred the roof of my mouth. I want the sugar high that comes with it. Like you can't get that oil off your mouth. I want all of that. I don't want to have to start shopping for like.
No, they're still.
I know what I'm getting.
They're still going to make the cereals, but you are going to change like in the colors. Like I guess in
what's better
normally
than
like
Rice
you get
Krispies, these packs of Sweet and Low in it.
Ugh.
Nothing. Whole milk only, please.
No, but they said like 6 colors now. In tricks, you'll get 4.
I don't like it.
Boo on your ass.
No, I don't like it at all. I good for me. I know that cereal is not good.
Did not make the cut.
Yeah. It's blue in nature.
Exactly,
no kidding.
Exactly. You shouldn't eat anything blue. It's disgusting.
You should. What's wrong with blueberries? Blueberries
okay.
are great. Great.
Blue nature. I'm talking about Gatorade color blue.
Blue Gatorade. Also like blue ice cream.
So look for those changes to really be rolling in the next couple of months.
That's cotton candy, Diane.
What?
The blue ice cream. Cotton candy.
Yeah. No.
He likes
cotton. You don't like blue? You don't
get I hate it.
Oh, it's
at the Mexican restaurant I go to.
Awful. What?
I've never had it.
LTO's?
No.
LTO serves the blue cotton candy ice cream. It's really, really
traditional.
Good. If you ask
like
nicely,
flan.
They'll throw, I was roast some of the caramel goo from the flan onto the ice cream. You gotta be in with the no.
Caramel goo, por favor?
But I
know. It's cotton candy ice cream?
Oh, and it is fantastic. Yeah, no, it's really, really good. Yeah, no, they serve that at LTO. They also serve burritos the size of your head.
Woman in Pennsylvania claiming a strange man had assaulted her a couple of months ago, but apparently her story unraveled. Looked at the data from her Fitbit, and it showed her walking around at that time. So she's been deported. Very Virginia claiming his $1 million prize from the Virginia lottery yesterday. Tom Cook is the man who bought his Mega Millions win on an electric row wealth drawing. You also had a $5 million in drawing who came forward late last week. He was the guy who rulership in Warrington, $5 million. There was an $80 million winner for Powerball in Florida.
Nope.
And obviously they haven't come forth yet as they're trying to get their money in order. James Horner dying in a plane crash. Yes, you know his name, but you definitely know. He composed the music for Titanic, won 2 Oscars for it in the late National Dramatic Score, Best Original Song for My Heart Will Go On.
Right. He did a bunch of movies,
yes,
though, didn't
Star
he?
Star Trek, Aliens.
Yeah, well, Braveheart was the other one I was thinking of.
Avatar. And I guess was a sequel.
Right.
At the time of his death, he was engine plane when he crashed in the Los Padres National Forest. He was 61.
So he was just up flying a private plane and, yep. And it crashed?
Been trying to get his ban from baseball lifted, but this is definitely not going to
happen.
After ESPN got their hands on a notebook that showed he bet baseball in 1986 when he was still.
I'll get into that a little bit later on.
Former Hamilton found dead at his home in Texas and shot multiple times. His girlfriend also found dead of a gunshot wound in another room.
Yeah, so I guess they live in which is a suburb of, and they I guess the neighbors called about a disturbance taking place. So the cops rushed in. They found him just inside the door. So they believe he walked in, she unloaded, shot him, and then killed herself. I mean, if there's any silver line that comes out, 18-month-old was uninjured. I mean, I guess the good news is if a member, but the poor little kids wandering in the house and in a pool of blood. Mom's laying in a pool of blood.
Yeah.
So the cops showed up. I guess Hamilton, he went to MLB Network at work. I guess probably Mutz did play for the Brewers for a long time. Bounced around a bit, but his time with the Brewers and the Mets, and then, like I said, MLB Network.
U.S. beat Columbia in the way shutting them out. 2-0 goals coming from Alex Morgan. Last goal from Carly came from a penalty kick. Now they're going to play China in the quarterfinal at the end of the week.
Man, did I want Abby to... God, did I want her to make that. I want... But I guess she was offsides a little bit. And then the... but God, did I want that penalty kick to count.
NFL,
did you see... I'm sorry. Did you see the piece they did on her during the pregame show? They did like a whole...
Abby?
Yeah, wound up in Rochester.
Yeah.
Oh, it was all great. Like her mom, her dad, all of her nieces, her nephews. It was really, really nice. It was a really nice piece on her.
NFL is getting a new official car sponsor. GM is out, and according to sources, the new sponsor is Hyundai. Neither side is very close to being finalized. $25 million a year to be the official car sponsor. Tom Brady will be in New York today for Commissioner Roger Goodell. He's got his game suspension over Deflategate tossed out.
Not reduced.
Right.
Tossed.
Nationals kick Braves tonight at Nats Park. Yesterday, Max Scherzer was named as the National League Player of the Week for his back-to-back starts that included ace one hitter, and his no-hitter. On Friday night, Bryce Harper going to be one of the big part in this year's The Bodies magazine issue coming out online on the 6th of July and then on newsstands July 10th. He lost Kevin Love, Odell Vance, Brittany Griner, Ali Krieger, Tyler Seguin from the Dallas, and Stan Wawrinka.
Yeah, but didn't I see Bryce isn't going to be naked? Mostly naked.
Well, I mean, in what way? Like, wear a glove?
Banana hammock. Catting glove on his penis. No, I have no idea, but I
thought have, like,
no, they're all
props.
Yeah, but they're naked.
Okay.
Yeah, they said something about him mostly naked.
I feel like, or this goes back a couple of years, but I feel like we, and there weren't too many props.
That's all there was, a bent leg.
Her, yeah.
You know who I'm surprised that they went ahead and put in there?
Who?
Griner.
Oh, because of all the...
I mean, obviously, they shot it, I would assume, prior to all of her crap. I'm surprised. Yeah. They beat the hell out of
it. Vanderbilt taking game one of the College World Series with a 5-1 win over Virginia. Game two is to Vanderbilt. They will win their second straight title. That's a look at news and sports.
XL102.
With the indigence of children in our community go without food every summer. But hunger does have a cure. Feed More, the core hunger relief organization, is participating in the summer food service program. Meals will be provided large and are the same for everyone. Dates and times throughout the summer. Discriminatory. Equal opportunity sponsor. For a full list of meal sites and service, visit feedmore.org. And remember free.
If you're a home builder or commercial contractor running a construction trailer, Temp Power has you covered. You cause quiet, trailer-mounted and portable generators up to 500,000 watts. Temp Power is and temporary air conditioning work around the clock regardless of weather. On-site diesel fuel deliveries, too. It's Temp Power for everything you need on the work site. .net or call Brian on 408-341.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Oh, you know what? Maybe he's going to carry a batting donut on it. That would be impressive. All right, you please? 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-2-3-4-6-8. First-time winners, call me right now. I'll get you set up with $50 giant gift card. Car. 866-2-3-4-6-8.
He's his pants.
Elliot in the Morning.
XL 102. Watch for a stolen vehicle 64 eastbound near Mechanicsville Turnpike. This has your right shoulder blocked. Watch for a stolen vehicle on the right shoulder, 95 northbound between Atlee Elmont and Lewistown Road, and a stolen on the right shoulder of northbound 28 load from News Radio WRVA.
Regimen,
Bon Secour and the Washington Redskins are pushing for healthier communities. So, June 27th, they're challenging men of all ages to step onto the field and sack men's health. But it's not just for men. Want to participate in an afternoon of football, fitness, and fun. That means mom and the kid. There'll be food and refreshments. And test your skills in our NFL Combine. At the end of the day, we'll have game-changing prizes. Need a little more motivation? Then how about the chance to get one Redskins player? Yeah, we knew that'd grab you. Don't miss it. Check Your Health Day is June 27th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and only at the Bon Secour Washington Redskins Training Center. Check your health before you're wrecked. Learn more. Visit realmenseethedoctor.com.
Navy Federal member Jeremy Davis. Congested annular air intake from 5 clicks out. Centrifugal fuel filters the intricacies of auto loan terms and conditions? Jeremy's a bit rusty.
Rust? I can fix that.
Keeping helicopters happy is Jeremy's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. Cover 100% of the purchase, title, and tax. Visit NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA.
Experience the power, toughness, and a 1500. Ram Heavy Duty and Chassis Cab at your local dealer. Or roll up your sleeves and log on to Ram Truck Work. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Give. Or keep. Okay.
Do you a trainer?
A landscaper?
A mat?
Do you know a house paint to paint our living room?
No taupe. Thumbtack new. The perfect pro. To dog train bow.
Make gardens grow.
Skill. Under the key from to done.
Thumbtack helps you hire skilled professionals to accomplish anything. Just answer what you need, and Thumbtack will send you quotes to professionals in your area. It's never been easier to tackle your personal projects looking to accomplish. Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys are actually women, but no. And Thumbtack is always skilled professionals. So if that's you, check them out. Thumbtack.com to get started.
The grand opening of Clouds Vapor. Bigger and better. Quit smoking with Clouds Vapor. Over 25 premium brands such as Suicide Bunny, Five Ponds, Ruthless, Lost Art, Jimmy the Juice Man, and the Clouds staff to help you quit today. From beginner to advanced vapor. With over 10,000 flavors to create at the mixing bar. Visit 11003 Midlothian Turnpike Network next to the Wawa in Chester. Open 7 days a week. Clouds Vapor.
O'Reilly. Shine to your vehicle with great deals on select Turtle Wax products at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Clean, shine, and protect your wax appearance products on sale for $4.49 each at your local O'Reilly store. Better part, better parts, better price. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Elliot in the 102.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello, this is me.
Yes, it is.
My name's Michael.
Michael, how the hell are you?
Great, how are you?
And thank you. Michael, what did you end up doing last night?
Kind of tired, so we had it in.
No, you know what? Good for you. There is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that at all. So listen, Michael, I'm going to give you a $50 gift card. So if you could hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee will get to the mation. By the way, they are celebrating the grand opening of their new Burke at the Kings Park. Got a new expanded organic. Listen, Michael, hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info. Hold tight 1 second, right?
Thanks, man.
You got it, dude. Hold on. Early in the morning.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
How are you?
Amber, I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What did you end up doing last night? Tonight?
Hot here in Virginia, so I took a skinny dip in my big in-ground pool.
Did you really? Girl, I love that. First of all, I love that you have a pool. Number two, I love that with no reservation, you stripped it all off and went for a
heck yeah. sticky.
If I lived behind you, would I...
You would see nothing, because I have 530 acres. It's nothing but grass and trees.
It's like a...
30 acres? Where in sticky Virginia did
live? Outside of it's between Christiansburg.
You know what? Good for you. Good for you, honey. I'm almost going to accept that as an invitation. Good for
you.
Well,
come on by anytime.
Amber, can I tell you what story I got? I got obsessive stories yesterday, but can I tell you the one that I kind of fell in love with a little bit?
Sure, go for it.
What the hell is he doing?
I don't know, because I'm really not in the rap scene.
So Swag, as I like to call him. So his kid goes to you'll remember the last time that his kid and UCLA came, there's the whole debate over whether or not his kid scholarship
right.
to go to school. He should have, and that's fine. And so the kid goes to school. He's not a great player. Like, he's been less than 10 games since he's been there. But that's fine. Right. He's on a scholarship. Good for him. So I guess yesterday, practice at UCLA, LA, and his kid played on the defense. And so I guess at some point during practice, one of the coaches, who's also a conditioning coach, for football fans, for NFL fans, this is the same guy who got busted for tripping on the sideline. When he was working with the coach was working with the New York Jets and member of the Dolphins. That is the best part of the story.
Yeah. Of all the coaches in college.
It's this guy who is now involved in the P. Diddy case. So anyway, I guess Diddy is, anyway, riding, I think the kid's name is, that's Sean's kid's name. And so I guess he's really riding Justin over and over, and that's fine. It's a major college.
Coaching?
I bet it goes on all the time.
And right.
So it's no big deal. Amber, hold tight. Hey, let me get my suit off, and I'll be over there shortly. Hold tight 1 second.
Okay.
All right, hold tight 1 second. Hold on 1 second. And that's fine. And so I guess Puffy is on the coaching practice off that this coach is riding his kid. Doesn't take too kindly to it. And I guess at some practice, he goes and wants to get into it with this coach.
Like he goes.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in the facility. And Puffy didn't like what the coach said, or something went back and forth and apparently it got hit. And Diddy picks up what they refer to as the old kettlebell and swings it at the, like, he swung it at the dude.
Diddy says he just held it up and like
He was in a defensive posture. Bullcrap. So anyway, Jim Moore, I want to thank the staff and the faculty for acting appropriate. But I guess UCLA, whatever was called, to the charged him. And then later in the day, Diddy drove himself to the police department where he was booked and charged. 50 fail. That's what he had to get out of jail. So now he's up on charges with a kettlebell, and which sounds stupid.
I don't know how much the kettlebell weighed, but kill him.
If it's a 2 pound, I don't know that they make them in 1 pounds. That, by the way, I can't imagine that the UCLA football team is working out with 1 pound kettlebells. Take a weight of any weight and swing it You could split their head open and kill them. So wait, that thing was? I'm assuming it wasn't itty bitty. Even if it was 5 pounds, 10 pounds.
Still do damage.
Yeah! Forget damage. I don't understand what the jurist threats. But apparently he made those as well. Is that just simply like saying, I'm gonna kill you, you MF? Is that just threatening somebody? But that's not a terrorist threat.
He was screaming intensely. Pussy was, and that's why he had to make terroristic threats. History, you didn't mention.
And Diddy?
TMZ went there because of word that the coach was riding a lot. Not just, it wasn't in that moment.
Oh, see, now I've also heard that Diddy is a total helicopter dad and spends all of practices walking up and down the sidelines. First of all, what are you doing? Don't stand on the sidelines and parade up and down. He's going to school. Let him show
in
up
the stands.
Show up at the show up for the spring game, for the games at home. Show up for the away games. You're puffy. You can go wherever you want. Be on the stands or in the
his kids
in college.
Like, oh God, I'm embarrassed. Like, I mean, it's one thing to be there every once in a while, but they make it sound like a fixture.
Don't
college,
be there.
You should never be there.
Don't be there. There's no reason. You know what? You know, Snoop Dogg's walking the side, because Snoop's kid plays for the Bruins also.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't feel like you hear stories. Well, to be fair, I didn't hear stories trolling the sidelines during practice, but I feel like in the story, it would come out up there walking the sidelines, there with Snoop Dogg, who's always walking the sidelines. Like, why? You're playing. Why are you? It's not like you're waiting to pick him up and take him home. Afterward, Pee-wee, get off the sidelines! I can't believe they let him on the sidelines of the field.
It's like a spring practice.
I don't care what practice it is.
Listen, I agree with you.
Or when Enzo Mourning was playing at Georgia, Mourning on the sidelines watching practice. No,
current.
Who goes there? Who's my fat kid from UCLA?
He's not there anymore.
He's not there anymore because his dad picked him up and drove him. But I don't know anybody current. Guarantee you, dad isn't watching. Maybe if dad flies in for a visit, for a weekend to visit, he's sound like Puffy's there every practice. Like total helicopter. What's the history between? So he was there just because Alosi was riding his kid. So what?
I agree. But you could see where a famous kid could get it rougher.
Yeah, I could easily see that. But I don't need Puffy patrolling the sidelines, which is probably why the famous kid's getting it rougher. Because dads are there watching everything going on. Him and Mace just walking up and down the sidelines.
You know what? Your Alonzo Moto Mourning reference.
Thank you. But what is he doing? And what is he going in there? Swinging a weight for?
Is that him just picking up the first thing that he could? And that was the only.
Why does he need a weapon?
He was pissed.
Hang a barbell?
I guess so.
I don't know anybody that's been hit by a barbell, but I bet it hurts.
Campus to speak with an issue with his son, and then obviously everything else transpired.
So there's no conversation about how he's there regularly as a helicopter dad. Your dad.
That's the original report, and spoke to someone who's...
There you go. I bet he is. I bet he's there all the time.
But he loses his mind when Sal said, don't come back to moment that...
Oh, he said thank you to the kid.
Yeah. This isn't real... I mean, it's not real practice.
No, it's spring practice. It doesn't matter. So he told kid, don't come back until the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Well, it's Puffy's...
They make it sound like it wasn't...
Oh, but that... Okay, but sure, there's guys on that team that aren't playing well.
But
what I'm saying is this kid a problem? Not healthy or lippy, or is it like I can't take you not playing well and having your old man barking from the sidelines?
Not anything that talked about his kid.
Better send him home till the end of the summer. By the way, I have no idea how many. Although it's just the beginning, they just send kids home regularly.
Not perform what the. Coach has is his the fact that you've got your your millionaire dad walking up and down the sidelines.
Yes, they're not just going to just send him home because he's not anything. They would work with him to make him play better. They're caught that he's costing. I don't feel like head coaches are going to send him home because he's having. So either he's a problem athlete and they're like, you know what, I can't deal with this crap, or it's like you're not playing well and I'm tired of hearing Puffy. Sidelines, marching up Pence is wrong, and his son's getting screwed. Because then it would be like, I can't take this. Go. Any kid of somebody famous, dad's always no. There's no way. There's too famous kids who are kids. There's famous people who like go through life and play sports where they don't have. They're yelling at them.
But especially our sense kid could be a target because of that and intentionally back off. Like maybe they would want to go watch, even if it's down to like or whatever high school level.
But you can't help. They can't drive. When Mike Knuble's kid played hockey here, Knuble was a wallflower. Like he was nice to people in the stands,
right.
But he never went and barked at coaches or anything like that. Chimera's same way. He'll go at kids,
yeah.
But he's not. He's not out there barking at Cullen. And his kid also is not old. There's no way his foot would even come close to a pedal.
But couldn't you see?
No.
He being like said the helicopter dad. Absolutely.
But why?
I don't know. He's living out there, maybe on. It's not like he needs to work to make cash.
Go write a song.
Okay.
Your kid's in college. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
If I was the kid...
If I was Alosi, I'd trip him while he's running down the sidelines.
Mortified.
Yeah, well, then, that's why he's gone. I do love that story, though.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Devin.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not much. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, famous for hitting people in the head, he was in a club, I think, and hit somebody in the head with a champagne.
Did he really? I don't remember the champagne bottle. I remember the J-Lo gun incident, which referenced in both May morning. But wait, didn't he just get busted like around New Year's or something like that earlier in the year or late last year? Did he get in trouble for something? I don't remember. No. I don't remember. I busted for something. I have no idea. You ever been hit in the head with a weight?
No.
That's got to hurt like hell. You kill somebody.
I used to lift weight like that. A plate, Olympic bar. I mean, I've dropped an Olympic bar on my mouth.
On your mouth?
That's got to be painful.
Wait, what did you drop on your mouth?
An Olympic bar.
Holy crap, dude. Like hell. By the way, somebody just sent me a note. Guys typically use 53-pound kettlebells or heavier.
Wow.
3-pound lead. They're going to die. You're going to split that head open, and the head bleeds. You bleed out. You're cracking a skull.
Self-defense.
See, it's okay, Tyler. What doing now that we're a team?
That's what Diddy's camp claimed.
From what was it? So they're saying Pelosi went after him.
Going after Diddy with his hands.
So he was going to lay hands on me. And Diddy was like, no, you ain't.
Seriously. That's one thing when you see a parent go to a little league thing or recreational sport. This is a freaking headline. Yeah. This is the kind of stuff like I wouldn't be shocked. If Justin transfers now.
Just to get away from it? Would?
Not, obviously, the name. I mean, he's obviously Justin. Just to, like, he's going to now be always that kid with the sword. He had the famous dad.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Remember when your dad was going, where you weren't getting enough playing time? He's got to transfer out of California. He's got to go someplace that Diddy just can't get in the car and drive. You can't have him around.
He doesn't need a car.
He has a helicopter dad.
Go somewhere where a yacht can't go.
Where am I going? Ellie in the morning. Who's this?
This is Megan.
Hey, what's going on, Megan?
Hey, I've been hit with a kettlebell before.
Where?
In the ribs.
Oh.
How heavy?
I went to the guys typically run out.
By the way, is that like standard weight kettlebell? I don't do a lot of kettlebell work. Most of my rows, I just use.
I'm like little tiny.
Girls, 35. I think 7 guys use 50.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You pound kettlebell to the ribs?
It broke 3 of my ribs.
I was going to say, that had to lay you out for a while, right? Was it because you're playing time?
Absolutely not.
How did you end up getting hit with a kettlebell?
And I was swinging one and lost his grip, I guess. Yes. His hand.
Oh, my God. Did it coming or did it just hit you out of nowhere?
I did not see it coming.
Oh, now. But I feel like that would just drop you. You'd have no idea. I think an old-timey cannonball.
Exactly what it felt like. It was awful.
There's exercises where they're swinging it. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
like
Diane,
whirl it around.
Whirl it around. You have to. That's got to suck. All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Later. You know what, Elliot? That's unfair. Because this kid is an old guy who's relative. Well, he's very famous. An athlete. But he is a horrific helicopter dad with his kid playing. Probably didn't need to get into the sport. But is like, he's that guy. But it's not like, Diddy doesn't need to be at his, this guy, his kid plays Little League. He is Captain Dicko at the, at Little League Fields.
Right. Just tell us.
No, that's,
When you say super famous, do you mean super famous in a feat? He's not the type of sight? Or is he famous, like the role models I like?
Just say the name.
I'm not going to say the name.
Obviously, CEOs and presidents, they're famous.
No, 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 no.
Is his kid following in his footsteps, player?
Wait, current baseball player. Small player.
Oh.
But that's what I mean. He's driving to practice on his own.
One who is a dick at Little League games. But I don't think that it's his health.
Wait, this...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've told that story.
Have I?
But it's his own kid.
Oh, his own kid. He's a dick to other kids.
Oh, you said that on the air.
Oh, yeah. No. Apparently he's a dick. But apparently also way. I don't know if he's a dick to his own kid. I just know that he is Mr. Helicopter. Maybe you ought to spend a little more time getting healthy and getting back out there with that shoulder injury.
Damn.
Where am I going? That with people in. Let me throw people off. This is a tweet.
Yes.
Tom Lugano got his credentials pulled for going after Biffle.
Oh, it was that went after each other. Didn't Delana go after somebody?
It was Biffle's significant.
Biffle can't get out of
you have
trouble.
A reference from this decade?
I just gave you one. You want his name. I feel bad. I feel bad all of a sudden. Well, how long did Joey Logano's dad go after Biffle? For Biffle.
That story.
Was it when Alonzo was playing?
Here we go. April 2006.
Okay.
This is, Biffle's girlfriend. And it was...
Shayna Delana.
Down towards it was Eva. No. Yeah. Kurt Busch's ex-wife.
Never mind. Hi. Yes.
Hey, this is Gino.
Hey, what's going on, Gino?
Hey, I wanted to let you know, and it's about when I was in high school and a baseball brawl broke out.
Right.
And everybody grabbed them baseball weights and started hitting them, and I got clocked in the head with one. And was probably knocked out flanking or so before I realized what was going on.
Wait, so when you were 18, what, like high school or college ball?
It was high school ball in Virginia Beach. I'm not going to say the schools, but it was our rival team. And we were just talking trash before the game. No happened. We ended up winning. And when two of the guys went out to the pitcher's mound and started calling everybody appleheads on our team.
Dude,
and
you can't pick up.
Started running out there, so we had to back each other up. And before we knew it, we had the crowd involved, and it seemed like everybody had all weights around their fist.
I was like, you pick up one of those donuts and start swinging somebody out.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Jesus Christ. Dude, you're lucky it didn't split your head clean open.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I don't know if there's any long-term damage.
Doesn't sound like it. You sound all right to me.
It was one hell of a brawl.
Amen. All right, dude, appreciate it. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Chris.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Not much, man. I was calling to tell you and Tyler from WWE is a helicopter dad. His son plays baseball.
Right.
And he's definitely obsessed with it. He comes up and he's out there. He's not wearing anything. But he's out there jumping around.
Where does Sting's kid?
I believe it's out there in San Francisco or something like that in California.
I thought I had just read a story like a month ago where Sting... Does Sting have multiple... I thought one of his sons was trying to make it in the NFL.
Oh, you know what? One of his kids is working out. Where one of his kids is working. Yeah. So maybe... Well, it's a whole family of athletes. Clearly. But, yep, riding the sidelines.
And why is Sting my buddy?
The sport. That's your sport. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello?
Elliot.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, buddy? It's Brian.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Hey, two things. UCLA gym. So, you know, they're going to have film footage come out. So
What? That is an excellent call. That is an excellent call. Probably videotaping every practice. Although, this all happened inside office. I don't know if Pelosi is going to have cameras in his office.
Well, does he have the dog in his office, or did it happen in the gym? I bet you there's cameras in the gym, you know?
Well, you know what? This crowd needs more cowbell. But maybe he may have weights. It's video of hell strolling the sidelines, yelling and screaming. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, well, maybe you got to get somebody else's parent on the phone or something.
That's pretty good. That I would love to see. That is an excellent call that I got. You're right. I bet we do get video, some everything coming out. But anyway, so dude's he's out on his 50 grand. And now he'll have to go to court for his terrorism assault, which everybody is claiming it's self-defense. He's good to go. Anyway, let's do some follow-up phone calls, please. 866-2-Elliot-235-5546. Any good stories from yesterday or last night? Anything at all that you want to get into, it doesn't matter to me. 866-2-Elliot-866-235-5468.
Elliot in the Morning wants you to meet a magic... Listen to Eat, win your tickets to the show, to head backstage to meet Imagine Dragons. See the band, meet the band. Get there, facebook.com/Elliot in the Morning.
This is 02 after Elliot.
Richmond's alternative.
Heading eastbound on 64th Turnpike on the right shoulder. A stalled vehicle on the right shoulder of 95 northbound near Adley Elmont and Lewistown Road, and watch for a stalled E8 near Midlothian. Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
Don't think about joining a gym. Join the family. Right now, you can American Family Fitness for just $1. Oh, commitment. Membership includes a one-hour consultation with a certified personal trainer. We'll show you everything we have. Your goals. Stop by any American Family Fitness to learn more. Then take advantage of our best offer. Join for $1. Hurry. Offer ends soon for details.
I love my car. You and me, we've... Whoa, I love my car. Thank my lucky stars.
If you need a title loan, give Check City a try. Trusted financial resource for over 2020 now offers title loans up to $25,000. It only takes about 10 to 15 minutes at Check City. Get the cash. Keep the car.
For you, it's an AC on max kind of day. It's a struggle in the scorching heat. Stop by AutoZone today for a free check and make sure it's up to the task. At the very battery a break while we take care of the AC for a few minutes.
Best is back, and it's your escape to summer fun. All classic hoagies are just $4.99 each. Gotta have a Wawa. Home store for details.
Hoagie Fest is back at Wawa. And to celebrate all the summer fun, all standards are $2. With Pieces, Nestle Butterfinger Cups, Skittles, Peanut Chew, and so many more. You can mix and match all your favorites. Swedish Fishy-Dish Gummy Bears, gummies for a friend. The Caramel Bars, all for yourself. Or take along the sweetest, brightest part. Two candies, just $2. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store.
It's here. The 4th of July sales event at your local Ford dealer. Now through July 6th. With really big deals. Big deals. Hoodie. Legend. And tough. Why more people buy Ford and buy again. Now it's your turn. The 4th of July sales event at your local Ford. Amazing technology. America's favorite brand. Big cash back. Bigger cash back for all military. That's right. Active retirees and veterans get hundreds more in total cash back. The July sales event at your local Ford dealer. This is the event. This is the time. Don't wait. Get into American brand. Hurry. It all ends July 6th. Claims based on 2014 sales data and IHS Automotive's U.S. owner loyalty analysis. Ford had the greatest percentage of owners who returned to market another Ford interpreted in 2014.
Mothers and Men recently performed on the Honda stage at the iHeartRadio Theater, L.A. If reporters just want to relive all the excitement, check out exclusive content from the show at YouTube Stage. Of Monsters and Men's new album, Beneath the Skin, is available now.
Intro days at Hooters. Buy any 10 wings free. So it's really BTGT, but that doesn't have the same ring as no, is you get 10 free boneless wings when you buy any 10 wings, Monday through Thursday until July. So
call it job insurance, adventure insurance, girlfriend insurance, freedom insurance. We call it car insurance. A car because you have a life to live. So we'll help you stay covered and drive right insurance for the right price. Because what drives us, drives you. Safe Auto. Call ahead.
The Elliot in the Morning Building. WWDC. Washington. WRRIT in the Morning.
Hey, girl. Hey, boys. I got DJs.
Here we go.
Working like a dog all day, ain't working for me. I wish.
wish I had a rich uncle that he kicked, but I was sitting on a pile like one. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat.
Coming up a little bit later on this hour, I am going to give you tickets to go see Imagine Dragons. Keep in mind, when you win those tickets, you will also get to go upstage and meet Imagine Dragons. So we'll do that coming up a little bit later on this hour. Later on this morning, 4th Ward, WWE, Monday Night Raw. Also, during Diane's Dirt, I am going to give you a pair of tick benefit concert going on here in D.C., on October 16th, Roger Waters, Billy Corgan, Sheryl Crow, and Tama will all be there. It's the Music Heals benefit concert in Ada. By the way, those tickets go on sale Friday morning. So for the remainder of the week, I will give you those tickets. Again, that'd be pretty good. Like I said, it's a benefit show. The Waters, Billy Corgan, Sheryl. So when we get to Diane's Dirt, I will give you tickets for that. Natasha Leggero's on with them. You need to keep up with Facebook.com/MOnline. All right, a couple things. Oh, by the way, follow-up phone calls. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-2368. The Kentucky Fried Chicken rat story that we were doing.
Yeah.
Where there was the piece of chicken that looked like that. But I told you that rat was a nice little crunchy piece of the skin. And I didn't realize they were doing that, had been sent to a lab for testing. Ab is happy to tell you, thank you.
Really?
Oh, test. Look at that. KFC fried rat is in fact chicken. But you know what? They had no choice, but they denied it the whole time. It's crazy. They still don't want everybody walking around going, well, because still, he sent that to an independent lab, Diane, not the KFC lab. That went to an
which they have.
Of course they do. They got to be able to take it. So that went to an KFC fried rat is indeed KFC fried chicken.
It's fried rat anymore.
Hey, by the way, where was that video that you showed me this morning of banging on somebody's window?
It was. I don't know what it is.
Kaylee,
I
that's
seen
not
it.
Your mom's house, is it? No.
I believe it's somewhere in California. Where it's a guy who's just in the kitchen and he's got his cat, the same mountain lion that is pawing at the glass of the window. And even, like, hisses at the cat when the cat went lying. It's enormous.
That's huge. I do not need one of those walking around my neighborhood. It is enormous. Bit of a restaurant news real quick. Good luck to the Planning Commission and everybody who lives in Henrico County in Richmond. I hope it goes for you guys tomorrow morning.
What are you talking about?
New Waffle. Wait. Oh, yeah, no. They're going to have that. Brand new Waffle House on East Parham Road. That'd be nice.
Like the New Orleans?
That's more like a Waffle House cafe. Remember, we got all excited.
Outdoor seating.
With eating and the whole thing. We have steps to go back. So many reasons to make that trip again. But no, this one, like, it has like the big outdoor heating, seating, like the nice up. This one will just be clean for a little bit. And it'll still be great food. So East Parham Road, just northeast of the intersection with Staples Mill. So that'd be not by that. But yeah, no, please don't confuse it with the one in New Orleans that's got the outdoor seat, the cafe, Waffle House Cafe. This one will be just your run of the mill, but your standard-ish. But still, good nonetheless. And then, as long as focus, Richmond is the focus of everything. I'm in Will Smith's kitchen. I got the Waffle House coming. What was the other thing? There's an inmate on the loose.
Oh, that we got off of
work release. Yeah, dude took off. Is that a copycat case or
crime of opportunity?
That's what I was going to say. Young dude too, right? Isn't he like 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was out working on work release. What's the dude's name?
The guy who's missing?
Yeah, I don't know what he did. By the way, I have no idea what he did. I don't know his name. I just old dude. He's on work release. Took off.
Well, hopefully, we'll see what on work release.
No. Yeah, I have no idea, but I saw him yesterday. So, yeah, no, Richmond is the epicenter of all news today. Kind of bad, though, but we do know that he's Soul. Better known. Remember she Sharkies when we were down there. Her band played there. Somebody alerted us to us. The lead singer and face of Soul and the Rock and Roll Cowboys made the announcement. She's got breast cancer. However, she gave me a whip and a t-shirt. Very nice lady. made the announcement she a few weeks ago. Beyonce and band founder Jamie Lloyd said they announced that this summer would be their last. To end the band's 5-year run was not connected to Rosie's cancer diagnosis. Extremely satisfied. That's why we decided why we play. And we're so happy with our personal lives. We've been very fortunate to be well received. We've played all over. Rosie Soul and the Rock and Roll Cowboys was named Best Local Rock Band by the Readers of Style Weekly for the past 3 years. They asked readers to vote for some. So, you know what? Good for them. Good for the band. But I was sad. Rosie. So I hope all goes well. I'll call her Kat at this point, her real name. But I hope everything goes well. Somebody let me know. So that was kind of bad news or sad news out of Richmond. Not to be over, to be overdone by the good news. So anyway, Rosie, if you're up and listening, free to hear the news, but definitely keep me up to date and let me know how it's going. All right, let me start with line two. Hi.
Hey, man, is this me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Hey, brother, this is Trucker Moose. What's going on?
I'm sorry.
Moose, I talked to you a couple times.
Great, Trucker Moose. What can I do?
Hey, man, I just wanted to thank you for making my Father's Day great with those Jimmy Buffett tickets. It was so
Oh, dude, that's great. So you went on Saturday night?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was phenomenal. At the beginning, it was a huge monument, but it was like God let it, the skies part, and a rainbow came out. And then Jimmy came out 10 minutes before he was released off and sang Somewhere Everyone Stopped, and he didn't care.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. Yeah, no, I know that you guys got hit on, as Mar was telling me, that his all of his papers got wet.
Hey, man, we had the best time, man. Like I said, that week was a tough week for me. I had some issues with my father and stuff. Being at a hospital, it made our weekend. I just want.
But I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that. Hey, what? I appreciate the phone call afterwards. I always like that.
All right.
You got it, sir. We'll talk to you soon. And then, Leland.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm. What are you doing?
I actually just got home.
Wait, from work?
No, from a friend's house. Yeah, when I came home from Australia, it was a bad day. So I decided to get wasted last night and my bra and underwear in one hand.
With your bra and underwear in one hand?
Yeah.
Is that because you're home or did that come off last night?
That a girl. Yeah.
All right.
And I tried hookah for the first time last night. I did. It was really good.
Good. And I want to go back a ways. The first time that we ever met you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we've learned a lot about a condensed amount of time.
Me or like Keegan's?
No.
January then. Okay.
In January, the first time we met you was on the phone. Won tickets to go see Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
And you were very, very excited.
Yes.
And almost beyond excited. And,
well, they are my favorite band.
Right. Sure. I totally understand. And I told you I was going to try to make it where you could meet. As excited as you were, I couldn't imagine you going through the rest of your life with Fall Out Boy.
Okay.
And so, now it turns out, and this is really poor scheduling on my behalf, I didn't realize that the Fall Out Boy show was going to be the same night as the Emmy Awards.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, no, I didn't either.
I don't care about the Emmy Awards.
Did you just say you don't care about the Emmy Awards?
It's the national.
Sorry, Diane.
Like, risk awards.
Well, this one is still respected, but it's more the. No, Diane, it's not local. It's higher Mid-Atlantic Chesapeake.
Sorry.
Mid-Atlantic Chesapeake region Emmy Awards.
That's the ones I hear you talking about sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's the one where Caps Redline wins all those awards.
Yeah.
Right, we're up for three on.
Okay.
So I figured if anybody would understand the kind of scheduling conflict that I find myself to go to Fall Out Boy versus go to the Emmy Awards where Caps Redline could win it, who of all people would understand that spot?
Yeah, definitely.
Producers and directors and Werman and everybody I don't want to let everybody not be there for them should we win an Emmy Award for now the fourth year in a row. So the that's the bind that I find myself in.
Okay.
So, that's a little bit of bad.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I do have a little bit of good news, though.
Okay.
You are still going to go on the
stage.
It's not like we're taking your tickets away from you.
No.
So, you'll still go to the show on Saturday. People yesterday, I will not be there with you because I do feel a responsibility to go to the award show for the show, but it's really the internet show that I'm on. However, Later on, you are going to hear from a girl who works here at the radio station. We talked about her, I think, last week when they wrecked the DC-101 truck.
Okay.
But, yeah, phone calls changed. You will go backstage and you will meet Fallout Boy.
Oh, my God. You're going to tell me I get it. Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
You made my whole week.
I'm shooting for making your whole life. I feel like with some of the stuff you've done, that's quite an accomplishment for me as well.
That is. Well, I mean, I feel like my life is pretty average. Now it's pretty awesome.
I do hate that I'm not going to be there to see you go nuts for Mr. Work. You will tonight at Merriweather and the IMP, that's Seth and Donna and Keisha and everybody. Everything will be set up. You will go backstage and you will meet for you on Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much.
Absolutely. You know, Galen, it's the least that I could do for you.
Thank you. I mean, you guys are just so great. Like, that's awesome.
Okay, but now listen, I do want to hear from you on Monday.
Yeah.
Yes, hell yes. To find out how the meet and greet and the weekend went, okay?
All right, I will definitely do that.
All right, hey, one second. I can't go over a couple things with you, but you'll talk to Claire today, unless she's got to go testify for the DC-101 truck accident. But yeah,
that shouldn't take all
day. Like that would be quick. But listen, the only thing that would ruin a perfectly good weekend is if Redline doesn't win any awards this weekend, but that's not your problem. Yeah, I believe I care about the Emmys.
Well, maybe I'll pay a little more attention now.
It'd be nice.
Maybe. It's hard to find coverage. There are blogs.
Galen, hold tight one second. If I don't talk Saturday, have a blast at the show
on
Saturday.
Thank you.
And I look
I
look forward to hearing about your touching Fallout Boy, okay?
It's touching.
Okay, hopefully not the band, but maybe yourself afterwards. Galen, hold tight.
Yeah.
Hold tight one.
Okay.
You got it. Hold on. Whew. Good for her.
Dream come true.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice? Just made his life too. Now let me do this. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. After that, I'll give you tickets to Imagine Dragons. You go backstage and you'll meet a dragon. So give me one.
Meet a dragon.
Yeah, seriously. You promise.
Oh, now more dragons.
It's like Game of Thrones.
I love dragons. Dragons. Whole life. Whole life.
St. Pete with.
All right. Next.
Elliot. Follow us on Instagram at XL102 Richmond.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Trouble on northbound North 5 with Street Washington. We're getting reports of a collision that has your left 5 northbound near Atlee Elmont installed vehicle on the right shoulder. Collision southbound Chippenham between Strathmore and 95. Vehicles in both shoulder areas. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin.
This report is brought to you by Subway.
Subway is bringing you a most flavorful sandwich. Well, oven-roasted turkey and savory Italian meats topped with melty provolone and drizzled with new Subway vinaigrette. These tastes unite in a fresh toasted sandwich like no other. The turkey Italiano melt. Fresh. Cash. Cap Center Home Loans. Great rates and something just.
The process with Cap Center went smoothly and I had a lot of trust in them from my very first conversation when they explained the product and what the timeline would be. I just thought, well, I want to stay local after a bad experience with a big national company. Cap Center ended up saving me a lot of money, not only because of the cost, but also because they were giving me a good rate. If Cap Center were an animal, an owl, because they were very wise about the mortgage loan process, and they really kept a sharp eye out for my best company. I'd say they were weasels. My name is Ken Ball, and I'm a very satisfied Cap Center customer.
We're not satisfied. Call 1-804-NYSETCAPCENTER.com. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. 7717. Get information at informationaccess.org. Equal housing lender.
Say, I love you. Oh, I know you can do it. I love you. Oh, my. I love you. Hey, good boy.
Do you? Is your extra home security system and shoulder to cry on. Not to mention the best darn alarm. And while he may not be able to see back, your dog says he loves you in so many ways. So help protect him with Canine Advantix 2. Canine Advantix 2 provides broad spectrum protection against fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes. Plus, Canine Advantix kills and ticks through contact. They don't have to bite your dog to die.
That was it. You're a good too.
Canine Advantix 2 for the love of dog. Canine Advantix 2 for dogs only. Available at veterinary clinics and dealers. Learn more at canine2.com.
When my coworker asked me to cover to tell our boss that he took his kid to the doctor. Turns out, he doesn't have kids. Now I know. Just like when shopping should have known that Geico has been around for over 75 years. Why didn't I know that? That's over 75 years of experience. Now I know. And have one less coworker and double the work.
Geico, celebrating over years, great savings and great service.
Now that you know Geico has been around for over 75 years, it's time to bestow even more knowledge on. Geico could save you on motorcycle, RV, and boat coverage, and they offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention the Geico agency could help you save money on homeowners. No wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand those numbers.
For free quote, go to Geico.com over the phone or at your local office.
Who left their sandwich in the...
Do you a house cleaner?
A good plumber?
No, a caterer.
With a chocolate oven.
Thumbtack knew the perfect pro.
To make pipes flow.
Clean my chateau.
Every skill under the sun. Ta-da.
Thumbtack helps you hire skilled professionals to accomplish. Just answer a few questions about what you need. We'll send you quotes from the best professionals in your area. It's never been easier to tackle checks. No matter what you're looking to accomplish, Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys are actually women, but you get the idea. Oh, always looking for more skilled professionals? Check them out. Visit thumbtack.com to get started.
Tired of hearing those guys with dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
XL102, Big Field Day Artist.
Back in Field Day RIR, joined by Robert Longfetter. Seeing those fantastic sunglasses you have on. They're very, like, E.T. inspired.
I always think of Elton John meets Cyberpunk.
Get more at BigFieldDay.com.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning.
Head down, but I can't hide with these high heels. Downtown, and if it's just you, then my mind is on. Dressed up, got my hub, you got yours, and I got mine. Yeah. It's unfair that I still know where you are tonight. Different, but maybe we mistake, yeah. Thinking it could, it should have been.
Telly in the morning! All right, Diane, we got to get into some news. After that, Tennessee Imagine Dragons pass to go backstage and meet them. And then if you weren't listening earlier, during Diane's this morning, I'm going to give you tickets for Roger Waters, along with Sheryl Crow and his fellow show called Music, a benefit concert in April. Those tickets go on sale Friday. All this week we will give you those. But it's a big benefit show at Concert DC, so I'll give you those finger of the week as well. All right, Diane, let's get into some news. News, please.
About the murder of a police in New Orleans. This is Travis Boyce, the man who is Officer Daryl Holloway. Apparently, Officer Holloway was wearing a body camera at the time, so they have been able to get some very hard building in the case. They said as part of their review, they discovered that while the officer was struggling with Travis Boyce and the control of those two weapons that he had at squad car, you can hear Boyce at least three times, "Let me go, kill yourself." Apparently, after the vehicle had already, a man, Boyce, was able to crawl through the sliding window that sits between the front of the car and the rear
between
of the car.
Between the front and the back.
And get out of the passenger door. That is when they believe that since the officer was already wounded at that point, he sort of involuntarily, and that's why it went careening down the street.
Well, he tried to grab Boyce as a squad car.
Yeah, I mean, he's already wounded. He was basically
shot, wounded, and weak. Yeah. Couldn't hold on to him.
Definitely building against him. He is still, after they caught him getting onto a city bus over the weekend, he's being held on $1 million. Evangelist Billy Graham's himself embroiled in controversy, stepping down as the head of his grandfather's megachurch in Florida because of an affair, actually because of two affairs, Julian Shivajan. And he wrote in a statement saying, "I returned from a trip that my wife was having, heartbroken and devastated. I informed our church leadership and requested a sabbatical marriage and my family." And
he stepped down because of that?
Well, he said he wanted to focus on his family instead of going to work. He said as her affair contemporated, sadly, only sought comfort in a friend and relationship itself. Mm-hmm. He said, "Both my wife and I are heartbroken over our actions and our family. We pray for the healing of deep wounds. We ask that you respect our privacy. They have been married.
They're not going to stay together.
Her own sort of statement saying that the statement that he put out reflected my own.
There
may be some.
Well, they're not going to stay together.
Differing accounts of how things went down between the two of them.
Oh wait, so is she saying that
opinions were not her own? So it makes it like, well, God, was an affair?
Well, yeah, that's what he said.
Okay,
he said they were having an affair.
Well, you're very smart, you. She makes
for the first time. I may be.
She makes it seem like
he was the one who was
count.
Okay,
for over 20 years, 3 kids.
Ooh.
The problem now is who's going to Miss Florida minister.
Oh, they'll probably find somebody that can
there
take
is
that
a,
over.
But
and
there
run
is
it.
A sidebar to the story that talks about.
By the way,
about,
it's a massive, huge.
You church.
Yeah, no, it's massive.
But they said that there was often.
Yeah,
this,
much money
this,
is money thing. Holy crap.
This Billy Graham rule that he himself had come meet, eat, or travel with a woman when he was by himself. Question as to whether there was any spirit relationship.
His rule,
going
he would
on.
Never no. eat. Or travel with another woman?
With a woman by himself. So
oh,
it would
by
never,
himself. Yeah, yeah. Meet a woman and just be like,
but it would
know,
never
hi.
Be... It, it
there
never
would
never
be a witness.
Him, exactly. So there could never be any
smart
thrown
to live by.
Against him.
That's a miserable way to live your life.
Well, I mean, obviously everybody thought that his personal life was on the up and up.
Okay, well, you can still email friend, no, and it's not a big deal.
He didn't want there to be any question.
Question all you want. I know what's going on.
Doesn't matter.
I know what's up.
There is no question. If you're there with a witness, somebody who's going to corroborate your story would come up.
Well,
possibly.
One lies, the other...
I'm just to live.
All right.
Anyway. We're starting to hear a little bit more about the escapees. So it turns out we did find DNA evidence in that hunting cabin. The poor guy who owned the place was just going the property. They said those are little
owned by corrections officers.
Yeah, they said this is one of those instances where it's just a little hunting fancy by any means.
Right,
but it's kind of one of those things where you probably use it, here and there a couple of times a year. And
sure.
I guess he went to go check on it, obviously knowing that this is away from where the prison is.
But they're not, obviously, what's-her-face, Tilly, was involved in that. They're not speculative officers who worked at that facility.
No, I think that was
they're
just
not,
happenstance.
Okay, but so they're not saying, like, it was, like, they safe house for these guys.
Oh, no,
okay.
No. Tilly was the one putting the weapons in the hamburger meat.
Mark, I saw that yesterday. It worked, didn't it? It worked. So she was putting all of the, she was freezing the meat and putting the frozen hamburger meat to bring into the prison. And yeah, and if you saw it in a movie, it would be the stupidest, most unbelievable thing.
So hopefully they haven't gotten too far away.
Tilly, right there in the middle of some burger.
You know, when they were in the jug of water, they found the peanut butter. They were able to get these two men prison issued underwear.
Right,
that were left behind, bloody socks and finger.
Never mind. I had a question yesterday, but I don't think that when they kept saying they found it at the cabin.
Yeah.
Like they're just talking about from like the wrappers and stuff. They're not.
I assume to me it was Jeba.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
If they're eating peanut butter and drinking out of a water jug,
that makes sense,
right? Australia, Risa recently helping, and I guess she decided to wear skinny jeans. They spent a few hours stuff out of cabinets, and apparently the deadly combination of the skinny jeans and the squatting made her lose feeling in her feet, lower legs. She had to be
died?
No.
I hope
not. No,
I'm
terrible.
Laughing.
No,
terrible.
This deadly combination.
Well, so she was rushed to the hospital, and I guess it took her several days before she was able to walk again. They said her calves were so sore.
To walk? Walk?
She had no feeling in her feet. It would get the jeans off because her calves had swollen so much. So she was kind of down in that squatting position, helping get stuff out of cabinets. 4 days later, she was finally able to,
them skinny jeans.
Well, okay.
Don't squat. Don't work out in skinny
jeans. No, but don't be in a squatted position for appetite.
No, that's when you should be in yoga pants.
Is the story true about how
go ahead.
IPAs men to develop gynecomastia?
I have not.
It has something to
not.
Do with
I love an IPA.
The hops.
That.
According to this one researcher said, hops are the female flowers of the hop plant. Yes. Women have used the same compound to boost milk production in the past. And so make a connection.
Well, does that make my boobs smaller?
Connection that, well, I mean, obviously you could put on a little fat there anyway if you're drinking too much beer.
Right.
But he's making the connection of
no.
Being...
I saw that on
Friday and for two straight days.
The...
Put it out there.
I've not heard that. I didn't see that on Friday. I had not heard that.
U.S. women are on the quarterfinals of the World Cup, beating Kling last night on goals by Al. They will next play China on Friday. And Rapinoe, who picked up another third last night.
And Lauren Holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So she's out on Friday also, right? Yeah. She's done.
I'm done.
No, in terms of being able to play on Friday, it's going to move on.
Oh, God damn it, Elliot.
What? I felt the same way yesterday. It's okay to feel that way about things. It's okay. It's super just if you believe in it. So I'm good to go.
With draft prepped underway, the Cavs fans are going to come out again.
Oh, I'm ready. By the way, is the award show. You good about? Ovechkin walking out of there with the Rocket Richard trophy. I feel real. Because it's awesome. God, what I would do to be there right now.
Nats kicking off a series against the Braves tonight at home. Max Scherzer named the National League Player of the Week. Starts obviously from over the week. Team strikeout one hitter and his no-hit night. The Orioles are in Boston tonight to kick off a series against the Red Sox.
By the way, did you see who's having a little change of heart?
Mm-hmm.
Dick Hook has got A-Rod's 3,000th hit ball.
His mother named him Zach Hampel.
Heart, because he realizes the end's against him. So now he wants to meet with the Yankees once again and to kind of think things over. A sizable donation that he really supports, which is a charity, which is actually a really good charity.
It's like his kids' charity from, all those balls he's...
But he's such a scam. Any stadium for, like, batting practice, and his team's jersey. So, like, if the... Give me two teams. So let's say he was in Atlanta and was playing Toronto. And he show up, like, with a Toronto jersey and put it on. And so while the Blue Jays were out there taking batting practice, he would be all like, hey, I'm Blue Jay. And they would give him a ball. So garbage. The guy's a piece of garbage. So now that he's got this ball, because he makes it sound like he's, like, caught all these home run balls, which is... But now he's sizable donation to my charity, which is fine. I'll give you the ball only because the whole world now thinks I'm a douchebag.
So, Pitch In for Baseball is the name of the charity that provides new and gently used baseball. And
yeah.
Can't afford the...
Should be getting the home jersey, the city, and some tickets, an autograph, and a... That's what I would afford.
Miami Heat and Dwayne Wade will meet within the next week or so to talk about potential contract issues and try to reach a deal together. He has until Monday to sit in for the next season at just $0 or... become, and he would like a new longer-term deal that is worth more money as well. That's a look at your news and sports.
Listen up, Richmond. Boston Redskins are pushing for healthier communities. So, June 27th, they're challenging men of all ages to get off the couch, step onto the field, and stand issues. But it's not. We want everyone to participate in an afternoon of football, fitness, and fun. And the kids, too. There'll be refreshments, free screenings, and 10 NFL Combine. And we'll have a drawing for some game-changing prizes. Need a little more motivation? Then how about the chance to meet a Washington Redskins and some team cheerleaders? We knew that'd grab you. Don't Day is June 27th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and only at the Bon Secours Washington Redskins Training Center. Check your health before you wreck your health. Real men, real men see the doctor.com.
Richmond's number one in the morning.
Assuming the pepper butterfly, I knew it, that I'm proving I'm a classic man. You can be me when I'm a classic man.
866-26-2325-548. Call me right now. Tickets to see Imagine Dragons. Passes to meet Imagine Dragons. 866-26-2325-5468. Again, I'll get Dragons. July the 6th. You go to the show. You see the show. You meet the band. 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the morning.
XL102.
Getting to the top is always a challenge. Yet what so many learn is that when you drive the award-winning Cherokee or the versatile Jeep Cherokee, the thing, like Grand Cherokee, SUV in its class and a 730-mile highway driving range. And the award-winning Cherokee has 4x4 systems and precision-crafted interior. Where you go from the top is entirely up to you.
One drive and you'll discover why Jeep brand continues to be the best-selling SUV. Now at the Jeep Drive and Discover, current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low mileage lease on the 2015 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 14 a month for 36 months with any tax, title, or license, or little extra. Warranty based on total SUV sales over the past 14 Ward's light vehicle segment. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution, lease to Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. 30,000 years apply. Delivered by 630 FCA US LLC.
Chances are you haven't read your car's owner's manual. Hey, Jiffy Lube uses this Chinook dealer to help you understand what your vehicle needs at this point in its life, regardless of its manual light bulb, air filter, to a complete antifreeze fluid change or serpentine belt replacement. Jiffy Lube is an automotive preventive maintenance. And Jiffy Lube proudly features high-quality Pennzoil motor oil, not just oil.
17-year-old Billy back into his 72 hulking piece of a metal. Missing some tools. AutoZone turned him onto their Loan-A-Tool program. That renewed engine roar, white starter stash of his turned into a bushy testament to his manhood. And we don't call him Bill or Billy no more. That's Bill's free battery testing. Let AutoZone help find yours.
About one in every seven community is facing hunger.
Look at your favorite store, or it just may be from school.
The working poverty level find that after paying rent and utilities, they have no food. It could be your elderly neighbor or the family next door. The only have is from a fixed income. Does not allow for the purchase of both the and nutritious food. Hunger Feed More, Central Virginia's core hunger relief organization. To donate, get involved, please visit.
You have a budget in mind for an engagement ring, right? Well, what if you can get her a bigger dot and come in under budget? Welcome to Diamonds Direct.
Gratifying to everyone here when we can find you just what you're looking for less than you spent.
That's Suzanne Stewart, a diamond expert who says it happens every day.
One of two things happens. People usually come into the store. They either pay more than they had into the same budget, or they simply are able to spend less and put that money towards something else.
Yes, this direct cuts out the middleman. Direct has a high volume, low margin business model. Yes, it's because Diamonds Direct beats anyone's price guarantee, but it's also because at Diamonds Direct is to spend your money on. Your money.
Like a honey, all the things that people need to build their lives. Your budget is important, and when you share it with us, we honor it.
Diamonds Direct, the value leader. Where Richmond, Short Pump, Short West Broad Village.
Time to fuss with lunch? Introducing Chinello's new lunchbox deals. Six inch, isn't a drink, $6. A drink, $6. Small one topping pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or delivery or drink to locations. Call now or order on chinellospizza.com.
95 North right now, up from 85th Street exit, a collision has your left lane blocked and big delays. No worries on 295 Fortham running slow between traffic. Vehicle collision currently has your right lane and shoulder blocked. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
Back to Elliot and Cell 102.
Hi, who is this?
Hello.
Yeah, what's your
name? Justin.
Justin, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, but I'm getting ready to yell at somebody in traffic, if you don't mind.
Doesn't bother me at all. Bother me at all. What are you doing to you?
They're getting ready to get bad right now.
No,
right now.
No, they can't. Are they not?
No, man. 295 is terrible. I hate this road.
All right, listen. Let me get to send you to go see Imagine Dragon.
I loved you right now, but I hate this person in front of me.
I get it, dude. I totally get it.
Okay, bad. I just watched it.
Also, dude, you will go backstage and meet the...
Oh, my God, I love you.
All right, dude, I love you, too. So you hold tight 1 second for me. Yeah, don't go after the guy. You know what? Let you have a day. You're doing fine. Yeah, you know what? You're living life as a worker.
I am.
Exactly. Hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you. You enjoy the show.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You got the second for me all this week. We'll keep giving you your tickets to the Imagine Dragons stage and meet them. So tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, same thing. You will do that. Also, don't forget WWE tickets. We're giving those fourth row seats today, third row tomorrow, until we get down to Friday, which is front row Friday. And then the last thing I need to mention, Natasha Lyonne will be on with us a little bit later on. She's got a brand new show that will premiere tonight on Comedy Central. That is called Another Period. The show's fantastic. So she'll be on with us a little bit. Can I go back to the Reverend Graham thing for a second? That shouldn't bother me. Stivastivo, Shiva Shankar.
He's not a Graham.
Right, but he runs. Yeah, whatever. So wait, are you not in his story?
It doesn't affect me, but I mean, it seems like that the wife made it seem like
her side.
That she didn't agree with maybe his account of how things went, that she had an affair first, and then he kind of responded the same way.
Right, be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If Scott was on you, you'd go out and have an affair with somebody else.
I mean,
wouldn't you guess that's the way it is in 90% of relationships? Is that too high?
I have a relationship that is so devastated, can't really do anything. A week.
To some point, you get back on. You get on the horse.
They've been together for like years.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be unified.
At that point, I'm probably.
Oh, so you think if it's a short term marriage, then you're quick to go out and get a little poke and whiskers.
I don't know. No, at that point, you have to think it's like you want to be sure that.
Okay.
This is out about it.
Right.
I don't know if that's setting a very good example for them to see that. Oh well. Whoever did it first, the other parent automatically ran out, like, you know, to study just for the sake of...
It was a friend. He was seeking comfort in a friend. And then they got a little more aggressive. Even aggressive. Got a little more...
Be more concerned about making sure...
Well, you're getting your cash anyway. She cheated on you.
Yeah, but was there there? Like, did you have your eye on some?
No, it was just a friend. Found out that she was
obviously of both of theirs.
I feel like that would be the case with 90% of relationships.
I have people that are like that, but I don't think it's 9 of 10.
8?
No.
You think it's lower?
I'm sure it'll be filled with people who have
run out and get some.
And even
I almost feel like after 20 that much quicker to go out.
And but you're confident that you've
because
you may
run out.
That doesn't happen.
Oh no, you're dead.
Game for quite some time.
But that's a bike with training wheels. You're right back up on that thing.
It's just the saying that you forget sometimes.
You know what I mean? Like you would get right back going.
Not so sure about that.
And it wouldn't even be a shaky ride. You don't think after 20 years he's capable?
So he sought the comfort
in his case,
and they ended up hooking up.
Well, in this case, it was a friend. Underwear. He can go out anywhere and get some. He can buy point.
True. I mean, I don't know what his like personal life's like. Party guy's a pastor. He's probably
okay.
All
well, don't let that. No, that means he goes to missions. He's probably very busy. Probably you know what? There's probably some divorcee women in his called the congregation, and that's a massive. That's like caged hunting. That thing is.
But don't you think, is it upon the woman if she's saying like, oh wow, he's out now. Now he's like he's available.
No, pastors get hit on all the time. I would assume, especially the ones absolutely dead human beings. For that,
I just think that people would look down on them for that.
You find out Scott's having an affair and getting some.
No,
pretty quick though.
No.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. I'd probably wait a...
If Scott...
Oh, no, if Jackie cheated. Oh, yeah, no, I'd probably wait a good couple of years. No, no, of course. No.
No, not everybody's like that.
Are you saving your marriage?
No.
Then what do you care?
I have more...
Thank you. That's an excellent point.
What?
Yeah, saving your marriage. Who cares? Go have fun. Go live your life.
Important crap.
Move that libido
around. I don't want my kid to find out, oh, that starting an affair and so you immediately went out and screwed.
It could be a friend. It could be anybody.
Yeah. I don't keep people.
I don't have anybody. In the pipeline. Add somebody. What do you mean? No.
Like genuine.
I don't have a lineup of women where I'm like, man, if I'm calling them, I don't even know who I would call.
Well, I'm not going to save my marriage. I'm not going to sit around and play dead.
Yeah, that's fine, though, but that's your first thing. Well, I can't play dead.
No, I go
like the proceedings going your house in order. That's more important to me.
Well, I don't stop my whole life. I multitask. I take proceedings by day, and I take my personal proceedings by night.
Yeah. I see. If I was doing my legal house during the day, house at night.
But you'd go out.
I wouldn't.
Ever?
No, I'd be.
I would never marry
so
again.
Would you know now?
Exactly.
So, just shocked and saddened.
Oh, I would be too.
That I would in other ways.
But you're shocked and saddened driving to the bar. The way you make it seem like finding out you're leaving the house.
No, absolutely right. You have to find happiness and joy in other ways.
But I love being by myself so much. The idea of going to me cheated on. No, I'm just kidding. I honestly, I don't know when I would get over it. And I would just...
got to live life.
Out at bars, 20-somethings, ugh.
You go to a Southern Cone game. Meet someone there.
Late 20-somethings. Oh, man, I've only been married for a slice of what you've been married. I'd be a disaster. I was trying to play.
I'd be awesome. I'd be good. I'd hook that right up. That a girl. That a girl.
Married a year.
The length of time doesn't matter.
She's a 20-something.
Yes.
The length matter? No.
Absolutely.
Being cheated on is being cheated on.
Okay, I don't think you're...
Saying I dang I do.
I don't think you're so quick to run out the door if you've been in a marriage for 10 years.
Why not? Oh,
It's more important...
By day. We're doing legal house by day.
I don't know where you have all this...
What do all this time you're going to have?
You got to take care of your kids.
Saturdays, I'm free to go. Yes. No, I would think after 10 years, you're more... Oh, you know what? Screw 10 years. What a BS marriage I was in. Peace out, bro.
Yeah, but then...
That's some new stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that would do. I could not sit down and just start watching Netflix.
All right, let's look into this eHarmony stuff. That sounds...
No, I'm going out. Match.
Mm-hmm.
I'm J-Date. On all of them. No, J-Date. I learned about an Indian website over the weekend, too. Soupti. I apologize. I don't know the name of it. But yeah, no, they got them for everybody. There's probably Irish Date, J Date, something. I don't know. Get on all of them. And I think the law is to go out.
No, the routine of being in a marriage.
I'm sure there will be someone that agrees with you.
Yes.
But, man.
Term where you'd be like, God, did everything I had in these 2 years.
It sounds so backwards.
No, logically, it seems
thank God I didn't invest so many years in this project.
But
it's so much to break free when you've barely been in it.
I'll give you that. That's the legal house is easier.
No, I'm talking about emotionally.
Yes,
you're saying that your relationship has been
I'm not repairing the marriage. It was fine. I was taken by the infidelity.
Then. It totally matters if it's together.
But you could build up a lot. At least short term, you're like, all right, whatevs. I'll hang out for a while.
If I'm angry at that point, realized by my anger, I'm not doing anything. And I'm finally justified.
Would you rather wreck a new car or an old car?
I'd really wreck.
Are you about wrecking a car that's new?
I'd rather not compare a spouse to a car.
No, but I'm just saying, in Jeff...
No, I want you to.
You'd rather wreck the old...
Oh, my God, this is the worst thing ever.
Right.
Now I got to go out and do something. You wreck an old car, you're like, sweet, I'll just go get a new car anyway.
Totally see, but then the relationship unrelated. You're admitting was dead and gone.
No, not at all.
If the second someone cheats, you think, I was meaning to get something else anyway.
But you're ready for something new, so you're more open to something new.
Then you're ready.
Ready when you're going through the sorrow. I'm more mature out. Yeah. Yeah, I have no problems with this guy. I hate that this guy lost his job.
Oh, he stepped out. I'm sure he'll be okay.
No, but I don't understand why.
Because you can't be...
I would stand up in front of...
Screwing around and have this...
He's not screwing around on anybody.
Both of them were.
No, she was.
Okay, and then he did it in retaliation? If that's the way it went down?
Marriage is over.
Doesn't look good. As a preacher, he should take solace in the Lord.
No, come on. That's his day house. That's his
fashion house.
How many houses does this guy have?
Well, he probably has a lot.
Yeah.
He probably has
a ton
of them. No, but his day house is work and his night house is...
You don't expect some... Although it happens all the time, you mold to a different standard.
No, I don't.
His followers do.
Yeah, but up in front of him was like, hey, listen.
Hey, 20-somethings.
Jenny.
I mean, that for that, brainwashed.
Yeah, that's just stand up in front of him and go, hey, listen. Having an affair. I'm sorry, I'm living my life. We've all been there. Let's pray.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to go.
You got to move away from obviously sparks the conversation, but you got to move away from the environment.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why you go out and you wreck an old car. Hi, early in the morning.
Hello. Yeah,
who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Yeah, what's up?
I just want to let you know that I was married for 10 months. Ex went out and had an affair. I did not have an affair for about 6 months. I think because we knew we were getting a divorce.
Right.
We did try to go to the therapy, but the thing is, he turned around and tried adultery because I had a date.
Wait, but Gabe, after you knew that he was having an affair and you went to therapy?
Yeah, we tried to go to therapy to make it work. It didn't work. So we were getting a divorce. I went on one date.
Right.
And went to his attorney and then tried to get our divorce on my adultery.
Right.
No, not at all.
And by the way, for it to be adultery.
Yes, but he lied, of course.
Oh, so wait, did you or did you not sleep?
Did not.
You did not. You wanted to.
I did. I had two young boys and I just did 10 years that we were married, so it took me a while.
6 months is a long time.
It was, but I had two, and it was very busy at that time.
Oh, I bet it's very busy, but you make time. Make time for your mental health is very important. My mental well-being is very important.
Mental health. Go bang a stranger.
Oh, say a stranger, Diane. Oh, what's up, 20-somethings? Are you divorced now?
Divorced for over 15 years.
Yeah, that's
And girl. I have a fiance. Oh, very happy.
No.
First time, so we're good.
No.
Well, you said you would never remarry.
Just stay dating. Stay dating. You don't want to go...
We've been engaged for 6 years, so we may never get married.
Yeah, if you're smart. Good for you. Good girl. You're cute.
Thank you.
All right, man. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, what's up? It's Lofty.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, dude?
One foot out the door already there, Elliot. You trying to get a little strange?
Oh, no. Couldn't be further from the truth. Couldn't be further. Very happily married. But if I got home tomorrow and found out that Jackie was having an affair, I'm not waiting 6 months. I'm going.
Okay, let's go back to your car comparison.
Yeah.
Now, let's say you get a brand
new, right,
and your old car GTO. Like, you'd be sad to wreck the GTO because you had a good marriage. But if you wrecked a Toyota, you wouldn't be so sad.
No,
because
you're trying to compare. I was doing apples and apples.
No, not really, really.
Yeah, no, I totally was.
And I'm talking about the quality of the car, which is the marriage.
Right.
Would be the difference in that. Like, if you're willing to go out like that, you got cheated on, and like, screw it, I'm gonna cheat. I think you would be in such a rough state, like, if you really...
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not going out the next day. I mean, obviously, I want to take a little bit of time.
Thursday. Hey, who's that hot crying guy over there?
All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
All right, man, take it
easy. You got it, dude. Later. No, you get a little bit. But the thing you could do is sit home and wallow. You don't want to be that guy.
Also, not going to be like...
You don't want to sit home
ready
and
to go
unhappy.
Out and practice trying to date again.
There's a fine line in there, but you don't want to. I wallow.
Someone must be listening because your time frame keeps going up.
No. Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. My time frame hasn't changed.
You were like, next day. Then you're like, a couple days. Couple of weeks.
Oh, I don't remember saying any days. No, I don't know that
I'd
go the
next day. You said if you found out, you would march out the door and go.
Now I do remember saying that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, typically speaking. That's metaphor. They're sitting at home for the rest of his life, Wallow.
I'm just like,
Watch your
on my keys.
Yeah, so do I. And a babysitter.
Not as much as you're dating.
What do you mean? No, you could still have kids. It happens all the time.
Not so easy.
Yeah, I was going to say. Where are all the single parents who would like to maybe get out fun?
Yeah, they're when their kids are away on weekends.
Provided the other person takes care of the kids.
Jack will take care of the kids. On the weekends. Yeah. Or I just won't go out on the weekends because I'll have them.
You're going to be like, AIM's coming up. I can't really do. How about like 4 Wednesday TMM?
Where am I going? Line 3? Hi, Elliot. Wait, hold on. Hold on. What do you got, Tyler?
Olivia says a bit in a bottle of wine.
Like wine? I don't. Wait, so I don't want a 10-year-old bottle of wine. I'm ready.
Older wine.
Says who?
Everyone. Expensive ones for the older.
I don't know the difference, friends.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not after buying wine at 7-Eleven. Older wine's better.
No, people don't know the difference. I wouldn't know the difference. That's a bad example. But if you rather drink this nice bottle of wine, I'd be like, give me the nice bottle of wine.
Vintage.
I don't know anything about vintage
old stuff.
No, but you know what I don't want to go date? An old woman. So you're old out there as well. I don't want anything. Let me ask you this. Would you rather date old or young? Young. Thank you.
How old is old?
What did I decide the other day? So where was I? Oh, I could. No, that was doctors. I was 70.
Right. But you'll date.
No, they have to be able to go to a bar. Okay. They have to be
clear for those 24 months. And hell, if she's the 19th year. Maybe 18.
I have to be able to go out where I want to go out.
He's 21.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be fine.
I would pay to see that.
If I showed, how old's Kate Upton? 21?
24, maybe.
Let's date her.
Well, most people would say that.
Hey, Elliot, how old's Kate Upton? I'd be like, 21. You'd be like, awesome. That's hot. Yeah. I'm not going to throw her out because she's 21.
Midlife crisis.
Yeah, the 21-year-old wants to date you.
Why not?
He carries a backpack.
Fair point.
Not even.
He talks young.
Shave this a little bit, though. You dig? Where am I going? Line 3. Let me do this. I'm up against that hard break. Let me take a quick break. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. I'll grab.
Elliot in the Morning wants you to meet Imagine Dragons. Listen to EITM all week. Win your tickets to the show. And pass it to hate Imagine Dragons. See the band. Meet the band. Get all the detail. /EITM on Elliot in the Morning. This is XL102 after Elliot. Richmond's alternative.
Collision up on 95 northbound from 85th Street has your left lane blocked. Right lane and shoulder blocked on Chippenham southbound near 95. Delays go back to Jeff Dave. Reported for Burnham at 195 Manchester Bridge. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
Don't join him. Join the family. You can join any American Family Fitness Planner. Plus, no commitment. Membership includes a one-hour consultation with a certified personal trainer. We'll show you everything we can use it to reach your goals. American Family Fitness to learn more. Then take advantage of our best offer. Join for commitment. Hurry. Offer rent location for details.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson. Mazda overhead. Car buyers want a previously owned vehicle. Whether you purchase a certified pre-owned Mazda or other used vehicle from Pearson Mazda, you can promise a limited warranty on all pre-owned vehicles for 12 months or 12,000 miles. It's the best in Richmond, and it comes from every owned vehicle at Pearson Mazda. Learn more about the Pearson Promise at Pearson Mazda. Stand at 9520 West Broad Street online at PearsonMazda.com.
Switch to Metro PCS today and get a free 4G LTE smartphone. Sales tax not in great phones like the LG GE. Not only will you get a free smartphone, you'll also get amazing coverage on the fast Nate LTE T-Mobile network. And since you keep your old phone number, you won't run the risk of inheriting some number previously used for pizza deliveries. Good luck with that one. Skip and carry your number over to Metro and new 4G LTE phone by T-Mobile network. And PCS, no annual contract. Free phone, unlimited data, blazing fast network. A lot. So come into Metro PCS today, because there's never been a better time to move PCS. Limits after instant rebate. Excludes numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store details and terms and conditions.
Chesterfield Auto Parts. We all know with just a buck in a toolbox, you can pull off your own parts of the universe. But now go pick. That's right, pick. Because now, we offer new and fit almost any make or model for our three locations. Richmond, Midlothian, or Fort Lee. Or ChesterfieldAuto.com. Chesterfield Auto Park or pull off your...
With our new Spice Mothered Burrito, we at Qdoba Book. We choose both sweet and spicy. A tropical storm of flavor raging across the sea. A burst of mango. A spark of tequila. A wave of salacious smother that knocks you to your seat. Wow. We unleash this daring pairing because we're Qdoba, and we choose flavor. So grab your spicy tequila mango smothered burrito today. Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Butte Stitchman, located off I-64 and is now open on Saturdays. You can see vehicles available on HendrickRichmond.com. And don't miss 15% off select Chevrolet.
Chances are you annual lately. That's okay. Jiffy Lube uses the same information as your car dealer to help you with needs at this point in its life. Life, of its make or model. From simple light bulb, air filter, or wiper blade replacement to a complete antifreeze fluid change or serpentine belt replacement, Jiffy Lube specializes in automotive. You never need an appointment. And it features high quality Pennzoil just oil. Pennzoil.
This the summer of the Home Depot. You can save with appliance special buys right now. Like a Samsung French door refrigerator for only $998. You save. So let's get a better upgrade. Less. A lot less. Let's do this on a Samsung French door. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Lost by last U.S. only C-store.
Right now is the prime opportunity for you to learn how to grow your business. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to spend. You have to do is visit iHeart.com. Get ideas, advice, and prices. That's iHeart Richmond Advertising.
Of the Elliott in the Morning Building, WWDC, Washington, Edmund, Elliott in the Morning.
Wasn't there a girl who had Dave Draymond tattooed on her chest?
Oh, yeah.
And she came up and showed us. And, like, her areola was something like that.
Is that?
Maybe. No, there was a girl who came up who her whole chest was like the band. And then remember, we got really away, but now that they're back, the tattoo, right on. Good for her. All right, thank you very much. Where am I going? Line two? Hi, Elliott in the Morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
My name is John. I woke up for work, and I woke up a little bit late, so I ran upstairs, and made my lunch, and downstairs to say goodbye to my wife, married for not even a year yet. And as I was about to wake her up to say bye, which was a little suspect, I checked it, and it was from her ex, and it was actually a Facebook message. So she didn't have the Facebook message, so she thought she was slick. But anyway, I downloaded it and read through the conversation, all of her deleted, but the one she just got was, the last message she sent him was, sorry I didn't call the busy weekend, and he messaged, hey, I'm used to it, but he's around all the time, and he can, and whenever you're ready to do the things that we discussed, just let me know. I'm single, my house is open whenever you want to come, do my thing, but in the other half, I kind of want to...
Wait a minute. You found that out this morning?
I swear, I just... Oh.
First of all, you sound great.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't let it get me down. You know, she wants to talk to her ex, and so be it. Have fun, don't let the door...
With Lord Split you.
Yep.
Hey, do you think they've done anything?
I don't... I don't really know. I mean, I don't think so. I would like to think that they haven't, because it was just him, you know, upset that nothing's happened, nothing's worked out yet, because I could, his message was...
Your ass is always around. You're C-blocking.
You what?
But dude, you're still, I mean, I understand, but I mean, you're still having that conversation with him.
Oh, absolutely. I'm furious.
Did you say anything?
No, she's not awake yet.
Oh, wow. So she doesn't even know.
I didn't wake her up. I just left a note. I signed a little sticky note and a few choice words and said, we really need to talk. Call me when yet. So either she doesn't want to have that conversation or she's still sleeping. So,
why would she?
It worked.
Let me ask you this. Should she be up by now?
No. Because she works. We got off work last night at 11 o'clock.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I'm in Northern Virginia right now, and every little sexy girl I see, I'd be hollering at every single one of them, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, not yet. That yet. Don't do that yet.
Yeah, I know. If nothing happened, I'll be the bad guy. So
exactly.
I'm trying to...
And you don't want her family thinking poorly of you. Language.
Sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
I am upset. I understand you're upset.
He beat her pretty much the end of her life and treated her like crap and, I mean, put her through the ringer. And her dad almost killed him. Once she moved out of his house, she moved back in with her parents. And in the middle of the night, and he was standing staring at her, and this was in her parents' house. So her dad said that her parents, her parents are going to be mad at her. So,
sure.
I mean, at this point, I pretty much can't do anything wrong.
It was a whole, but it did make me believe the story more. Honestly, I hated how fake it felt. It felt fake.
Oh, did right away? I bought
into it in this industry. That felt fake.
Okay.
But that usually...
Hey, so what are we going to...
I don't know. I'm waiting to see. Because it said, when you're ready, when you discuss, let me know. So I'm dying to know what they discuss. I mean, that's... You know, I just can't wait to see what they discuss, but...
What is it going to matter?
You want to know? I mean, I don't know.
Or, are you thinking like maybe they discussed like they're going in together to get you a gift, or like or
no? But you know what? She's going to use that excuse.
I'm sure that's what it is. He's helping her pick out my birthday.
So you think? But I mean, so it's like clearly it's all sex.
It's all what?
Sex.
Yes. I don't know. Or, I mean, because ever since they broke up, because he has a son, and his son absolutely loved her. And all his leverage, you know, he misses you, you back, come see him, he misses you.
Right.
But, and for the longest, you know, just come have lunch, see him at his school, or, I mean, so I don't, it could be, that's why I don't want to overreact, but it could be as simple as he wants her to come have lunch with him at his son, which is off, but, you know,
that would be a lot better than come over here and let me hunker down on that thing for a ride.
Yeah, anything that could happen is still bad and still gonna make me mad. It's gonna be a big one. I don't know. I don't want to overreact yet because I don't know.
If I called her, would she answer? Why not?
Answer numbers you don't know.
Oh, it says Clear Channel.
What was that?
But let me ask you this. Do you think she's going to call you?
She's actually calling right now.
Hold. Oh, no. Can you conference? Conference.
Yeah. No, I ain't doing all that.
Why not? I'm involved now.
Yeah. Well, it's too late. I missed it.
Okay. Well, then conference her back. I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
Sorry, come on, dude.
I ain't trying to put it all out there like that. I understand.
You're like his publicist.
We won't.
Well, when we have interviews and the publicist is on the line, you never hear them cough or sneeze.
No. Don't call me back. Don't call me back. But not right now. Don't hang.
All right.
I can conference on.
No, I'm out there like that.
Too late.
Let me find out where I'm.
No, because then you're gonna call back and you're gonna be all like,
she was buying me a birthday.
We should learn together. Why? Let me tell you this. I feel like you would be, let's go case scenario. Worst case scenario.
Well, you've already corrected me on my language once, so if you conference that call, potentially. So.
Technically, I did you twice. I corrected you twice. Okay. But what, that's what I'm saying. If I do the talking, we're going to be civil, and we're going to be much more, instead of just yelling and screaming each feelings.
Still, it won't be civil. If it's in now.
Why, you think she's going to yell at
him?
Why, who cares if you yell at her?
No, I'm not worried about her yelling at me. She has no reason to yell at me. That's just putting another nail in her.
Yeah, and then she can listen while you and I make plans. We're going out.
Well, if she calls back, I'll answer it on three-way. But she hasn't called, back yet.
Tell her to call. Send her a text while I'm talking to you and say, call me back.
All right, hold on a minute.
All right. My heart's beating. Now I feel like I'm getting ready to talk to my wife. What's that?
Not yet. It's too soon.
I just texted. She ain't texted back yet.
What did you say?
If she calls, I'll answer it.
What did you say? Just call me?
Actually, I said it was Matt.
Oh, what's up? You dig? honesty is always the best policy.
Okay.
But it's a playful. No, I get it. What'd she say?
Nothing. She hasn't said nothing.
Oh, God damn you. Her. As far as I can throw her at this point. I can't just sit here.
Yeah, anticipation sucks.
Oh, it's 2 hours. I'm 5 minutes into this.
Let's port Dario.
Yeah, but
you're just waiting on a call back.
He secretly doesn't want it. He doesn't.
Yes, he does.
STD test.
I do want to know, but...
Yeah, no, I know. And you're waiting for the results, and you're like, I kind of want to know, and you don't. The window? It got really loud.
What is that?
It got really loud.
I just rolled my window down.
Oh, you throw out the cigarette butt. I've been there. Oh. Oh, I'm with you, dude. I need one right now also. I can't take it. Why is she ignoring your text? Went to the piss. Yeah. Give her a song, Peter.
Is she a what?
Never mind. No, I'm trying to figure out why she hasn't called you back yet.
She probably fell back asleep. You know, I had a text or a phone call. She'll call back. And if I don't answer, she might have fallen back asleep. She usually don't wake up until around 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Oh, God. Well, she's got the greatest life. She's got you. She's got that other boyfriend. She's sleeping in all day.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we going to do? I guess I can't do anything.
When she calls me, I'll give me a chance to know what happened.
Okay, but I can't stay on the air till 11, 11:30 waiting on her to wake up. No way, dude. If she saw your note on the phone and she knows something.
I mean, she knows. And plus, when I pulled the messages up on her phone, and I read all the messages, and then I left it on that. Mm-hmm. When she turned her phone on, that's all. So she knows that I pulled.
She didn't go back to bed. If anything, she's in the bathroom, but she ain't just taking a pee. Oh my God, she's emptying.
She's probably worried about calling back.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I don't want to call.
Yeah, no, that's why she should. Damn it.
Yeah.
You're a restless.
No, I just stopped at the store.
Oh, what are you getting? In time. All right, let you on hold in case I hear back from her, okay?
All right,
dude. By the way, if she calls and she says, don't do anything stupid. We're in this together.
All right.
I'm going to get the thing. We're ready to go.
Good, thank you.
All right, yeah, don't do nothing. Don't do nothing dumb. All right, hold tight 1 sec. Now I'm in.
Yeah, because now I'm
in. No, I'm going to recommend one. I don't know any divorce lawyers, though. I've never had to do that. Divorce? I do. Now I want to talk to her.
Mm.
All right.
It's not fake.
I
don't think it's fake.
Why is that fake?
Because it was a coincidence.
The timing's unbelievable. I'll give you that. But, could you imagine waking up and you see that, though?
Nope.
I meant her, where you see that on the phone.
Yeah, well, maybe you could. If
that position where you put yourself there.
Eventually be discovered.
Damn. All right, let me do this. Now I got to move on. It's going to be lame. I'll start Pete Rose and another baseball thing.
Maybe she'll call back.
Will he conference me if she calls back? He's going to call us back? Sweet.
Got his number.
Hey, okay, well, Kaylee is not sitting there calling him every 2 seconds. He'll call. Yeah, sweet.
People right want the live looking.
I do too, too.
No, like, during.
Well, I can't just leave the mics on. Okay, if he calls.
We've done it before.
Yeah.
Well, but there's nothing going on. People are going to see about not having a restaurant in here today?
I've watched Cars Under Caution during a commercial break. I'm still watching. Something could happen.
My mic's on. Chances are all you're going to... Oh, goddamn hungry I am, and there's no food today.
Or are you going into the truck?
All right, let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Elliot in the
morning.
Still here.
Two. Weekdays after Elliot. It's the commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maine Earl.
We're probably not. XL 102, commercial-free. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a tea.
Richmond's alternative.
From Traffic Center.
A collision up on that bound from 85 through with Wash with left lane blocked. A collision has your right lane and shoulder blocked on Chippenham southbound near 95. Delays go back to Jeff Davis. Order for Laburnum at 195 to the Manchester Bridge. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
This report is of Richmond.
At Nissan of Richmond, with cool things off. Save up to $5,000 on a new Altima, Nissan Armor Heat, and cool off with a new ride from Nissan of Richmond. NissanRVA.com.
Two or more of this fleet details.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure, you love this kind of help in the morning.
Also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you. Right now, get into a sandwich with a medium freshly brewed, only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Listen to your taste buds. They got your back. Like cold Coca-Cola from McDonald's, it's just a dollar. Or when they tell you to get one lady in line behind you, and then you cop the number. Your taste buds deserve it. But since they don't have hands, a sip of Coke from McDonald's is the next best thing.
Isn't it time your buds some love? Buds love? Enjoy any soft drink or string or sweet tea from McDonald's. $1. Prices and participation may vary.
Life's easier when you have a Ram Spirit. Everyone knows the best fishing spots are the ones far off the beaten path. And when you've got a Ram 1500 with best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can our way gold mine fishing holes does. Bad news for fish, for you. It's that kind of uncompromising leadership that has more people dorks than ever before. Join us at Ram Drive and Discover event. Now get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $2,750 total bonus cash on the 200 Bighorn Crew Cab with a gas-powered engine. Based on standard pickup class, EPA estimated 29 mpg highway based on available EcoDiesel V6 4x2 HFP model. Based on escalator calendar years 2009 through 25, 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $6,000 financed for well-qualified buyers regardless of down payment when financed through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery. Take retail by June 30th.
Go to Diamonds Direct for the best diamonds. Because everyone knows you can get a bigger, better diamond for the best price. But girls go to diamond rings. These days, the ring important is the diamond. They like to show it off, pin it, post it, tweet it, and get a thousand likes. So they look like the one everyone else has. That Direct has the designer rings on every woman's wish list. Handcrafted, one-of-a-kind rings in rose gold, yellow gold, and platinum. No matter if you use classic, vintage, heirloom, we have it at Diamonds Direct. All diners have chosen Diamonds Direct to be their authorized retailer, including Tacori, Verragio, Jack Kalej, Henry Dossi, Crystal Lee, Jeff Cooper, Simon G, Kirk Cara, and many more. Over 4,000 rings to choose from. And the best part? Because of our prices on diamonds, you can get a ring and still stay in budget. Diamonds Direct. Richmond's Direct Diamond Port Pump, West Broad Village.
Chances are you haven't read your car's owner's manual lately. That's okay. We'll give you the same information as your car dealer to help you understand what your vehicle needs at this point in its life, regardless of its make. From simple air or wiper blade replacement to a complete antifreeze fluid change or serpentine belt replacement, Jiffy Lube specializes in maintenance. You never know. And Jiffy Lube proudly features high-quality Pennzoil motor oil, not just oil.
Restore shine to your vehicle with select Turtle Wax products at Olds. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with select Turtle Wax appearance products, all $49 each at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, bay. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save thousands for insurance? Call us today and say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Elliot in the morning, XL 102.
will normally have to turn a microphone on. Boy, that's after being able to say anything, you think? Man. Although, it's good to hear Ronnie. All right.
Weren't you working on a trip with him?
I'm supposed to told you. I was supposed to Thursday, and I forgot. No, I didn't bail. Not yet. No, I need to send him a text. Was it Thursday? I think it was. Yeah, but that's okay. I heard his voice. He sounds, that's what I'll just say. It sounded like you were ill. I got to move on. I need two things from you. Number one, if that dude calls back, what we're doing, you break in. Number two, find me somebody. I have to get, it's going to be the Pete Rose thing. Will you find me somebody who was forever in the belief that Pete Rose didn't put into the hall? And by the way, and I don't want to get hung up on a technicality. Some of the Hall of Fame already. We already know that. However, I want to find somebody who was very adamant about, oh, you know what? This whole gambling thing was ridiculous. He's already said he was sorry. We just injured. I just want one person who has always believed that Pete Rose had brilliant. 866-235-5468. All right, a couple of things that I got. Things that's great. Number one, remember we were talking about the sports that they were going to include into the Olympics? And what was the one? Oh, I was pushing for tug of war.
Tyler wanted dance.
Right. You know what? I didn't look that one. I'll tell you this. They 26 sports that they had all to be put into the Olympics. Tug of war, not in. Whittled that down to 8 sports. Mm-hmm. That flew into the, is it the 2020 games?
They really don't let that dream live a little.
No, they don't.
For an Oscar.
Let's go with an Emmy.
Let's go with an Oscar.
Okay.
For months, you get to be referred to
as
and then your whole
nominee,
life
right.
as Oscar up to it. You think there's still a chance you're going to win. These people had 2 weeks, the tug of war enthusiasts.
Maybe 2 weeks. So Japanese organizers on Monday chose 8 sports from the list of 26 that have applied for inclusion in the 2020 Tokyo Games. Baseball and softball, which everybody kind of expected would be, first of all, baseball is very, very pan.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Olympics before. It's an international game. It's all over the place. Did you want, Tyler, you wanted dance?
I always want to dance. They too dance.
Yes, yeah. Dance. Ball remain on course to get bat picks. Also on the list, squash. Squash make the cut. I don't know how to play. I've never seen squash played. It's handball, isn't it?
What's the one? Racquetball, okay. Oh, no, so squash just with your hand?
I thought squash was with your hand. It's the one with the big curvy stick.
That's hyalai.
That's right.
Squash is not with your hand.
Is squash with a racket?
Speed racket sport.
Or is it tennis?
No, but it's on a racquetball court, right?
This will never work. Karate. Karate's in.
Right.
And that makes sense. By the way, I'm total national sport. Very, very good. No problem. Surfing. How is surfing in contention? Although, it's the summer games. Because at first I was going to go, some of the countries don't have water. I think would make sense because it's summer. So, like not every place like both of them. Oh, wait, is that? Oh, squash is online. It's online. Invited. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Tom.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
I got squash for you.
Yes, sir.
Squash is just like racquetball. It's played in the same kind of racquetball court. The difference is you use a small, hard ball,
mm-hmm.
and the skinny and long.
Oh, so it's mitten racket with a hard ball.
Much better than racquetball. It's a great game.
Is it really? I was going to ask. Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's crazy fast. It's crazy to watch the professionals. They're amazing.
Do you play?
I do, a little bit. Yeah, my dad played growing up in a squash court around here in D.C.
I was going to say, I feel like it's an old... Like, squash to me sounds like an old man sport.
The old Senators. That's all those guys play.
Hello, Lovey. Sports. All right, dude. I appreciate
you. Later, man.
Talk to you later. All right, so the other ones that made the list... Bowling. I told you bowling would make it.
Yep.
Anybody can do it. Anybody can bowl. But roller sports? I don't know what was included in that list.
Derby. Roller derby.
The roller derby would be awesome. If you're blading, that I'm not really. Sport climbing? That could be yeah. Like shimmy up the side of a mountain, like those bears from yesterday. And then I don't even think we mentioned it. I mentioned like Korfball or something like that.
Yes.
That did not make it?
No.
Wushu?
It's my favorite type of pork.
Wushu made it. It sounds ancient.
Dance didn't make it.
Oh.
But you still have it in. You still have it in gymnastics.
So different.
But yeah, no, dance didn't make it, and neither did tug of war.
Rhythmic gymnastics is what you were looking for.
Yeah. Although they
floor routine in regular gymnastics.
And artistic, yeah, but
that's all not
scoring. Don't get me started. It's how the men and the women can't tell them apart. The artistry is gone. Ask any gymnast.
Oh, really? That's the big bitch?
You can start with my wife.
Oh, boy. What is wushu, Diane?
It's simple contact sport derived from.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, but a different blend.
Yeah. This is also known as kung fu.
Okay. Kung fu and Freudian. One of those will be out. The biggest surprise that tug of war didn't make it.
Yeah.
Although I was holding out. I was holding any about it. I will say this. I like bowling being in. I don't know why.
Oh, no. I thought these weren't in yet.
Oh, they're not in. They're considered.
I'm taking off this list.
They don't say. These are just 8 of the 26.
Oh, really?
Baseball. Those will be back in. Baseball's too
big. Kind of like the Hall of Fame where there's no minimum.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. There's make it.
In one.
No. There is no guarantee that any of them make it. Those are just those off of that list.
So the 2020 organizing committee makes a decision on the events to be proposed November.
Right.
The final decision doesn't come here.
Right. Which, by the way, they're pissed about because you're really pushing it. August of next year, you're into 2016.
Yeah.
You're only given periods to be Olympics ready. Yeah. But, I mean, to be ready for the Olympics in a sport where there's not bowling teams. I mean, they're bowling leagues, but there's not bowling sitting around going out and around and I'm ready for the Olympics. Maybe. But other than
he probably has 10 years.
I bet he has ever since the marriage went. It's got. I'm being serious. I don't mean that.
Also, the whole time he bowled was with some 41. Because he was ridiculing not only his own ball.
The gloves.
He had
the wrist guard. Loser.
And V.
Yes. Or,
former gymnast here.
All right. Let me go to. Am I going to four?
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi.
That's Tom.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
Hey, I'm actually from Cincinnati, Eddie, and think that Pete Rose should be Hall of Fame through and through.
Even after yesterday?
I mean, here's the thing.
Dude, he bet on the sport.
There's so many calls, though. From everything from pine today to steroids nowadays, gambling on a game. I mean, nobody better as Pete Rose did.
No, he's the hit kid hustle. I get it. But, number one, he lied forever about betting on baseball and then came out and admitted that he did bet, but only as a manager, never bet. And he swore by it. Other than that, I'm making my amends. I realize I shouldn't have been betting on the sport. It is. I mean, it's bet on the sport. You are kicked out forever. Done. And he swore up and down he never did. And then 14 years, he fessed up and stuff and said, you know what? When I did it, but I swear to you, I never gambled. Ever. And then it comes out yesterday.
Well, I will give you the.
Oh, damn it. You just cut.
Physical. These are people who are still going to make Hall of Fame, though.
Okay, but his Hall of Fame. It's just he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. No, I agree. But the thing is the entire town of Cincinnati, we've run like half of our road. You know,
that's for him. That's not rude. Johnny Bench hates his guts.
Yeah, I think that these actual physical cheaters, I mean, things have always changed through as far as the game goes, but cheating is the least of baseball sins, especially within the past 20 years.
Mike Socha, you're so correct.
Yes.
Who's now the manager of the LA Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was talking about it. I didn't see him. I was just reading. He was talking about PEDs and steroids in baseball. Nothing when you compare it having a gambling problem in baseball.
I mean, the not gambling is good because you don't want another, you know, Black Sox situation.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it's great for the viewers to be able to go ahead and see these guys have more home runs than anybody else. you know, guys as ever. But when we're talking about a guy who's going out there and he's giving it his every game, he's not gambling against himself. No, that's probably the most important part.
How do you know that?
He's out there and play the way that he's nonstop. He's making hustle all throughout the field.
Reds aren't going to go 162-0, so maybe he knows we got a crap pitcher going. I'll bet against the Reds.
I mean, it's possible, but at the same point in time, I mean, the man was the lead of the big running. The only real money you're going to make as far as gambling is going to be when you're going into the playoffs.
Dude, he lost a ton of money. See some of the money he lost?
I didn't see any figures.
Oh, dude, he was losing like $15,000 a day. Oof. Yeah, not a gambler. Bad, bad gambler.
Not too surprising, actually.
And he obviously had a gambling problem. He obviously has a lying problem. So if he wants to come out now and go, hey, listen, I never bet. Logs that they found yesterday from the book as a player. Because then I expected him to come out and go, well, I was a player manager in 86. I only bet when I was playing. But based on the bookie stuff that came out yesterday, he the Reds while he was playing. He played 72. So he did bet on it while he was playing. But of those or of those games that they have, he did not, at least according to the logs, the best they could put together, he did not in that time period. But by the way, I totally believe he bet against the Reds. Hey, thank you, dude. I'm dying to go to your city for a ball game. But you can't believe a word that he says now. The timing of this article from ESPN is questionable. They might be allowed to work for Fox Sports. I disagree with that.
But Tom writes what we said last week.
We say that
week.
All the time. ESPN, the second that you compete with them. ESPN is horrible with ESPN lost NASCAR. They went right after the whole. They were the ones that dug up the hole now with Patricia and Kurt.
Right.
They went right after that. Yeah, Pete Rose goes to work for Fox Sports. Of course, they have a motive. I don't believe ESPN all of a sudden went with this story. Oh, this, you know what? This is good for the sport. No, they're pissed that he went over to that. But, I mean, this nails it. Manfred can't put him in. You're going to put him in? You can't. There is no way in hell you could put him in. I'm over a steroid and PED user in the Hall of Fame any day of the week. Well, who is that, Jay? Jay, that just shows how ignorant you are. You can't do that. And he's gonna take this here and lied to them for 20-something years. Gambling in sports would be the worst thing that you can allow. Worst thing that you could allow. I do agree with Mike Socia. If you're going to open it up and say players, no way. That would be the absolute worst thing that you could do. Oh, you'd kill a sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. They're not wrong. Gambling would be far worse than any steroid era that you went through, any of that. Gambling would be a thousand. But yeah, no, you can't reinstate him. Tyler, you're not reinstating him. No way. I was, and I know it's not a popular view, I was anti-reinstating him prior. And that doesn't, and by the way, at the end of the day, he's not going to the Hall of Fame. Okay. I've never been, but I know if you go to the Hall of Fame, the stuff from hitting streak, his stuff is, he's not recognized. But no, you don't honor him in the Hall of Fame. The man's a goddamn liar. Timeout. Breaking news. Hit the breaking news. Rose in a second. You talk to your wife?
Yeah, I do.
You sound very down right now. We sound much more down right now than we were earlier.
No, not at all. Not at all. Calling her back, she didn't answer. Tried calling three times, didn't answer, and then I actually told my actual boss. Tried calling back when I couldn't answer. And anyway, I got about 8 text messages during this process, and then I called her back, and she answered. I'm overthinking it and what it actually is. He was trying to get in touch with her because him and his uncle cup, and
she's
the one that got away.
All right.
So he was trying to get in touch with her, and she said that she has not called him. She said when the message was that she sent, sorry, I haven't called, that was just her being nice. Saying sorry, I haven't called you back.
See, except for you and I, everybody.
Yeah, and she said that she would even print her phone records for the last 6 months to prove she didn't. I guess it's not as bad as I thought.
You know
I
what?
Know. Still kind
of. I'm happy.
Still kind of suspect.
Yeah, but. I know. Well, it's going to take a little bit, but I'm happy to hear that versus the alternative.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you don't sound. Wait, do you not believe her?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Or, yeah, I want to believe her, but it's still, it's too easy.
Yeah, I know.
The perfect outcome that everybody wishes for, and it just so happens that's the outcome that I got that good of luck, I don't think.
You can't look at it that way. Let's smile.
What'd you say?
Cigarette.
What?
Roll your shirt. Call me tomorrow if there's any update.
All right, I will. Sorry to disappoint you.
No, you didn't. No, this is a good outcome.
No, face to face. Sit down.
You wanted the other outcome.
Oh, of course I want drama, but no, I want you to be happy. Hey, where are you on Pete Rose?
On what?
Never mind. Yeah, that's too much drama for your life. All right, hold tight 1 second. Hold on 1 second for me, please. All right. I'm happy. I'm not disappointed at all.
For Pete Rose?
Well, no, I'm... No, you know what? The Pete Rose thing, I'm just happy he'll never get in. You can't... No, I'm happy that this guy... I like him. Not liked. He's not past heads.
He doesn't sound like him.
Wait, no, he's not. Now I got 12 different things going on. Pardon me.
For him.
Why do you feel bad for him? You should feel happy for him. You should feel happy for him because free. Everybody's being honest and honest today.
Hope the wife is.
I can't control her. I can control the guy who was on the phone and Pete Rose.
That's what I'm saying. Like today, I hope she's being honest.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But see, then you kind of nag at him.
No, you gotta let that go. You gotta said when he and not Menina. Nina, the other one who lives in Chicago. When his wife and he got stayed together after the affair.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, Elliot, this is Blake.
Hey, what's up, Blake?
Hey, man, just calling to be the Pete Rose advocate.
Oh, you can't keep him, or you can't reinstate.
Well, I understand your standpoint in sports is terrible because the temptation to cheat is huge, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the whole point. But we have no evidence that he ever actually cheated through a game.
Oh, I don't care if he ever threw a game or not. If it comes out that he was gambling during baseball, and by the way, while you're a player, you are permanently removed from the game. They know that.
But has any lifetime ban stood this long? Is it not actually being reinstated?
I know the answer to that. That's a great question.
I mean, I feel like people throw around the term life ban, like you're going to go to prison for the rest of your time. You're going to get out at the end,
right?
He's they've definitely made the message very clear, like. If he gets reinstated, he's not going to gain position. The guy's like 70.
Oh, no, he's not going to get any position. But keep in mind, his whole argument to Major League Baseball, well, first it was, I never did anything. I never did anything wrong. I'm good to go. You guys are crazy. Okay, fine, you got me. I did it. But I only did it as a manager. I never, ever did it for a player. And for the last 9 years, he swore to Major League Baseball and reapplied for or applied for reinstatement and wanted back in because he never did it as a player. And now if the bookie recommends, you can't let him back in. Now twice on his life.
Well, I mean, come on, everybody deserves a second chance.
No, beyond a second chance. Wait, hold on, Tyler. Did you find anybody who's been banned for life? Oh, you know,
he was
but
reinstated and then died 5 years later.
Oh, Marge Schott, isn't it?
Remember her?
Yeah, she also, world. So she got a lifetime ban but was reinstated right before she died? Vaguely remember her reinstated.
5 years.
Five years before she died.
She had Nazi stuff, man.
Yeah, no, she was bad. You know what? She never gambled on...
No, she just treated Eric Davis like crap. I think she didn't take a greyhound back from OBAC.
Thank you, brother. Yes, Tyler.
So reinstated.
He was reinstated.
Steve Howe?
Oh, he got for drugs.
Reinstated.
Yeah.
Before his death.
Yeah, yeah. Gambled on baseball. Oh. That's the... I never wanted him back in. And you know what? He did it to himself, Diane. The thing, they can't let him be around Cincinnati for the All-Star game. Like, not now and go, you can't be around Cincinnati.
So he's just... He's got to stay out of the way.
You can't have him there. It would be such a massive distraction. Yeah, I don't remember who has the All-Star game this year. Is it Fox?
I believe so.
Broadcaster? Ooh, boy. Now I got all kinds of
maybe
problems.
Maybe they just ESPN.
Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll use Greg Norman.
ESPN will dig something else up. All right, listen, let me do this. Now I'm all over the road. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back after that. I'm going to give you WWE Monday Night Raw. I will give you tickets for that. Don't forget, before we get out of here today, Natasha Leggero, she's got a brand new TV show that debuts tonight on Comedy Central. And we announced it earlier. I will give you tickets to see Roger Waddell Crowe and Tom Morello. Big benefit concert that'll be taking place in D.C. Those tickets, but we'll give you those before we get out of here today as well.
Elliot in the...
Still dealing with collisions at Commerce at Wamsley Boulevard and a stalled vehicle. Midlothian at Powell Housing Concern at 5th at Jackson and on the Manchester Bridge. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
Hi.
Hi. Can you tell us more about...
What do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying... Oh, that's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh. Oh, wow. And all three of us. Really hugging. Who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest AT&T. Mobilizing your world. You to never text and drive. It can wait.
Come into AT&T now and get a free Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 8.0 when you buy a new Samsung Galaxy S6 Active for zero down.
Limited time, all the time, all 5 credit. Must buy smartphone via AT&T Net. Wireless service on both early termination and other fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Rollover data on mobile for 1 month or with any plan change and is used after monthly plan data. Visit a store for details. Signal strength claim based only. Strength for national carriers.
Hey, it's TMO, and I know a lot of you think of H.H. Gregg and you think household appliances. But if you're trying to get that pack, H.H. Gregg also furniture. Grills, Greg's got it. Hundreds of refrigerators, ovens, and ranges. Great delivery. Greg's got it. And right now at HH Greg, get a 24-month special financing. Plus, save an extra 5% when you use your HH. Visit HH Greg and HHGreg.com. Top brands, low prices, fast delivery. Say delivery available. Delivery available on in-stock appliances only.
17-year-old Billy wanted to put the kick back into his 72 hulking piecing piece of American tools. AutoZone turned him onto their... And when Billy heard that renewed engine roar, why, that stash of his turned into a bushy testament. Don't call him Billy no more. We call him Bill. That's Bill's free battery testing. Let AutoZone help find yours.
Sleepy's July 4th holiday prices are unbeatable. Get up to every mattress in the store. Serta, Beauty Rest, and more. Save up to Beauty Rest Legend and Feet up to $600 off GS Stearns. Get a Serta Gel mattress free with iComfort Set. Plus, Tempur-Pedic, iSeries, and more. Hurry into Sleepy's for up to half off through Sleepy's, the only mattress we mention.
Need cash back? Virginia 855-216. Virginia can provide you with a line of credit up to $1,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card and be used anywhere Visa is. Use your line of credit for whatever you need buying online. There are no annual fees, no minute check. You can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 855-216-6565. Getting the money has never been easier. For Virginia Secret Financial Services Center, we're open convenient hours 7 days a week. Our helpful associates are to you the cash you need quickly and easily. And get started right now. Call 855-216-6555 or virginia.com to find a store near you. 216-6555. First Virginia, your neighborhood financial services center. Prepaid each joint to license and Visa U.S. terms and conditions of card issuer. All rights reserved.
Hey, Richmond, let Veteran Vapor say goodbye to winter and hello to refreshing new juice flavors. Stop in and shop a variety of vaping products and now offering O flavors. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, find a combination you'll love. Mention this ad to receive 15% off your purchase of 20 more. Owned and operated by veterans community. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, located on Route 1. For more info, call 299-2990. Follow us on Facebook, Veteran.net.
Bro-licious.
Roommate made them. Roommate?
Hi, I'm Ethel. Made those with Frank with that on everything.
One roommate.
Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
All set. How was your visit?
Kind of painful.
Shall we book another
room?
Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
10th one?
You're drooling.
That's lovely.
How about actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including Amazon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning. L.U.
Small. If you ain't got no-
don't say nothing. Just hold your own.
We got to get into some news. After that, fourth row seats, WWE Monday Night Raw. Tomorrow we'll do, and then second row, and then we'll make front row Friday. So just know that's going on all week. By the way, if you need to keep track of everything going on, /EITI. And then don't forget, less than an hour from Leggero will be on with us to show Another Period, which is really, really good. That will premiere tonight on Comedy. Diane, let's get into some news, please.
Walmart deciding to stop selling merchandise that bears the Confederate flag symbol amidst a whole big uproar about the move. Also comes in the wake of a massacre at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston last week, which left 9 people dead. Walmart, we've taken steps to remove the flag from our assorted stores or on our website. Also yesterday, South Carolina's Governor Nikki Haley calling for the flag to be removed from the state capitol. She's from the lawn of the government. The legislature would have no to fly it on their own. Here's Governor Haley.
This is a moment in which we could say that flag, while an integral part of our past, does not represent the future.
So removing the flag would fire a 2/3 Carolina House and the Senate. There are now more who are classified as being obese and overweight. That's according to new reports from researchers at the Washington School of Medicine.
Right, because it used to be a group of overweight people, and then like a small little subset of them were the obese.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's everybody's obese, but a small little subset is just overweight.
Yes, so 60 Americans over the age of 25, another 65% listed as overweight. This is your BMI over 30.
Right.
Is considered to be obese. Women much more likely to be obese than overweight. 5% were above normal weight, but more were overweight as opposed to being obese.
Yay.
35%.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. And because I looked yesterday, I didn't see it, but didn't you saying that the New York kayak was supposed to be in court yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Was there any, I didn't see if there was a note or anything, or was it just like a status hearing?
I don't supposed to be, because I know she had already not guilty.
Right. So that's why when I didn't see any, I thought maybe it was just a status hearing, and that was kind of...
That's what it was. Well, the gyrocopter guy.
Oh, yeah. That, how
nope.
Stupid
is
it?
I don't watch plea deal.
So they offered him, oh, damn it. It was a couple of years, like 2.5 years.
What he's looking at now is like...
What was the deal they offered him?
It was a considerable less amount of time, but he's like, I didn't hurt anybody. So, we'll see what
he's... By the way, I'm so glad he turned the plea deal down.
Well, yeah, because now...
With a book at him.
Two felonies he's looking at.
He's stupid.
Probably going to end up, you know, nine and a half.
Keep alive. He should have taken the plea deal and thanked them and hugged them. He's lucky he didn't get shot out of the sky.
Now looking for another status hearing that'll be held on July 22nd.
They were like, listen, dude, we'll put you on probation. You'll get 2.5 years, but you don't have to go to trial. You don't have to face 10 years. You'll be. Nope. And he was like, no, suck off.
Well, why should I go to? I was just, you know.
Oh, yes, you were. And that's where you can't do what you did to do that. Oh, I hate this guy. He's on the top of my angry list right now.
Behind?
He's on the top.
Oh.
Behind him, Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is, I'm very upset. The two of them are sit 1 and 2 on my angry list. That could change tomorrow.
I miss Tucker. What did he do?
No, it's just, he annoys me to no end. So so tomorrow that could change. But right now, gyrocopter guy, who I hate him. I hate him. And then, right, close second right now.
Sorry. Yes.
No, that's on my list of things that I hate to do.
Well, terrorists are on that list as well.
Oh, that is just his overall things that I hate. Yeah. Don't do that list.
Who's third? Terrorists are getting gas.
No. What was the... And then terrorists. Don't change that. This is just, it's the gyrocopter and Tucker Carlson.
Clear Truck is getting attention these days. Brand new technology from the company that
what
would...
What is that?
So they are on a two-lane road. You are, say, behind a big tractor trailer.
Right.
And it's hard for you to cross the line.
I want to go around him.
Cross the line, see if it's safe, that kind of thing.
So I'm looking to pass.
They actually have developed technology, so there's a front-facing camera that would be of the tractor trailer.
Right.
That would project onto the rear of the tractor trailer a screen so you is out in front of it be able to pass safely.
That's really distracting if I'm
wrong. Said that they are testing it at this point. I guess it's a big problem in Argentina and then these smaller roads. There are a lot of traffic accidents.
Also across the Yukon where they do ice road truckers.
I thought it was cool though.
No, but so what's going on in front of the truck?
Yeah.
And I can see
so
around.
So you could see, clear, I can go.
I love the, I feel like it just, it's stuck on the beltway or on any crowded freeway behind it. I feel like that would be really distracting. Can they turn it off?
I would assume.
That's pretty interesting though.
Also, there are some new details that have come out this morning from a U.S. that's detailing a little bit more of...
Oh, helicopter Diddy.
On that Calais, the U.S. site says that Diddy attacked the coach, Alosi, until interns and other personnel of him. Then he site says that Diddy broke free again, Alosi. They were able to get him out of the office and into the got the kettlebell.
Oh, so they put Diddy in the weight room, and then they put the
reportedly swung it at one of the
Diddy did.
Yes,
he's crazy.
It's entrapment.
The Alosi guy's shirt was ripped, and that Diddy was arrested shortly thereafter.
Right,
but they said.
But so he swung it at an intern.
The UCLA training facility is equipped cameras, and police were able to watch.
I've seen it.
Before they arrested him.
So they've already, they see him like stalking the sidelines as a helicopter
you don't
dad?
Doesn't look like you need a video of that.
No, I do. That
pictures of that everywhere.
You know what? Whenever they come out, somebody, TMZ will have it by the time we get off.
They're wondering how come it's taken so long for them to sell it.
They'll have it. However, yeah, it's embarrassing. More embarrassing than sitting on the sideline, walking up and down like a helicopter dad. Age son is out there playing football. Favorite point about Alosi, Tyler, the strength and conditioning coach?
Yeah, that he's the former Jets assistant who tripped Carroll.
From the Dolphins.
Nat starting a series against the Brett's Park. Orioles are in Boston to kick off a series against the Red Sox both yesterday. And Tom Brady in New York this morning for his commission hearing would have his game, or four-game suspension, rather, over Deflategate completely tossed out. Also, congratulations to the quarterfinals of the World Cup thing last night.
Hell yeah.
So they're getting ready for Friday night. That is sports.
XL102.
Cap Center's zero closing costs and low interest rates are making quite an impression on our customers.
The very best thing about getting a mortgage with financial savings. I literally saved thousands of dollars that I would have had I used. Cap Center was the only lender that I was willing to forego the upfront closing costs. The savings were substantial. But I also really enjoyed how upfront Cap Center was the entire time. All of its rates right on it. And I found that wonderful. I think experience may be if they search while I was signing the paperwork. I'm Stefan Stark, and I'd use Cap Center every time I need a mortgage.
Stefan will be right here. 0495000.com for a free quote. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS 717717. Get information at nsaccess.org. Equal housing lender.
It's number one morning in the morning on XL102.
Elliot 866-235-5468. Call me right now. Fourth row seats for you. WWE Monday Night Raw. John Cena, Roman Reigns, Randy, a whole bunch more. Tickets aren't available through. You call me right now. The tickets 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468.
He's Elliot in the morning. This is XL102 after Elliot.
Dealing with collisions at Commerce at Wamsley Boulevard and a stalled vehicle, Midlothian at Powell Height. Earlier collisions causing concern at 5th and the Manchester Bridge. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Ken Casey.
Taking about trust, knowing it will be safe and secure. And no one does that better than Gary Hess here. My wife and I have been Argent members for years, and we know firsthand they take care of you. If you're buying a home, you can 3% down. Or for a new car, rates are as low as 1.99% APR. Or for an easy online application approval. Plus, once it's done, Argent makes it convenient with online banking and the mobile app. Trust. It's Argent Credit.
Home builder or commercial contractor running a construction trailer or an entire building. Covered. Temp Power has portable generators up to 500,000. Power also carries light tower conditioning, so you can work around the clock regardless of weather. On-site diesel fuel too. Power for everything. Temp-power.net or call Brian 308-3414. 308-3414.
Spicy tequila mango smothered burrito, we at Qdoba choose to toss out the rule book. Meat and spicy. A tropical storm of flavor raging across a tank burst of mango. A spark of tequila. A wave of salacious into your seat and makes you... We unleash this daring pairing because we choose flavor. So grab your spicy tequila mango smothered burrito.
The value, quality are unmatched in the jewelry industry.
Meet Diamonds Direct's Ken Hallman, who has spent a lifetime in jewelry stores, but says nothing close to Diamonds Direct.
Having the years now, there is no other company that can duplicate or do what we do when it comes to value service.
It starts right at the source. Diamonds Direct's unique advantage is the ability to cut out layers of middlemen in the diamond process from the
mine. Our starting cost is so much less than retail jewelry store. So we're able to pass that amazing savings on to our customers.
So you can always get a bigger, better quality diamond at Diamonds Direct. And you can also get her that one of a kind from designers like Tacori, Virage, M&G, and dozens more.
It's just incredible how many amazing lines.
Diamonds Direct. Diamond finding valuable value with unlike any other. Richmond's Direct Diamond Village.
The new Wyndham Rewards is simple. 15,000 points earns you a free night at over 7,500 Wyndham Rewards hotels. Get started with 3,000 bonus points this summer. WyndhamRewards.com.
O'Reilly. Restore shine to your vehicle with great deals on select Turtle Wax products at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Protect your vehicle with select Turtle Wax appearance products on sale at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Parts.
XL102 with another Big Field Day artist.
Big Field Day, and I favorite gentleman, Small Pools. You guys are the last music of the night.
I didn't think about it that way.
For my interview.
More at BigFieldDay.com. From the top of the Elliot in the Morning building. EZ Washington. WRX. Elliot in the Morning.
Okay. We ain't tripping, custom. Mind your business, get your change.
You can't fade us. No, that can't fade us.
With one night to do, stick a few in it, but through in the race, can't get this shoe in the space. You in the way, you two in the face. I rock yellow gold, hella hoes, rock me some more jelly.
Six to Elliot, 35, 5, 4, 6, 8. Hi, Elliot in the Morning. Morning.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, who is this?
This is Wayne.
Wayne, how are you, sir? Oh, very good. How's America's most livable?
Oh, it's very good. Nice, beautiful, breezy day out back.
That's what I like to hear. By the way, I may get air conditioning back tomorrow, I think.
You still don't have it?
Oh, no. Not so. Although they did give us a window to fix it.
Yeah.
Between 8 and 5. So hopefully in that small window, they'll be able to get in there. Wayne, I am going to give you fourth row seats. You will go to WWE Night Raw. You'll see John Means Randy Orton. Yeah, no, it should be great. Hey, can I ask you what I promise you is going to be the stupidest question you're going to get asked today?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever on an or unusual animal?
If you count a kind of unusual.
I do count that. Where did you ride on a camel?
It was Springfield at Christmas Tree.
Was it a camel rides?
No, it was just a Christmas tree stand who had the camel rides there.
Okay, no, but that's what I mean. Like, you didn't just, like, see a camel and go hop on.
No.
Okay, nor should you. All right, you know what? I'll take camel. I've never been on a camel. All right, hold tight once for Kathleen, okay? Tickets. I will remind everybody. Tomorrow, third row, second row, and then, obviously, front row seats on Friday. Diane.
Yes.
You've ridden a...
crazier than a horse.
You've done horse. Have you done anything other than a horse?
No, Marley's done camel.
Has she really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never.
They do those like county fair things.
Have you done anything?
No.
Camel?
No.
You an animal?
No.
Oh, now I feel advanced. Hate. I hate. I was on the back. It was the time. Not because I got bucked off, but I was on the back of an elephant. When I lived in Philly.
No, just wild.
Walking down the street.
Yeah, no. It was for a zoo thing.
Broad Street Ellie's.
No. It was horse. And what did I say? Oh, elephant. Would never do a camel. Camel scare the hell out of me. I can't believe you've never been on the back of any animal. By the way, with a wing, nothing.
Can you really not?
Yeah. I don't know why, but I figure like at some point you would have been on the back of a horse or
you feel like he would have tried pole.
No, not. I wasn't on the horse.
Yeah, but why would you? Why would I lift up on a horse?
As a kid, like your parents at a petting zoo, or
I've been to a petting zoo.
Like if you would have even.